It's Friday for the Drew and Mike show, and we've got yours truly, Mark Trudy, Joey, Brandon will be showing up at some point, which will likely be unmarked by his music, and Eli Zared as well.
Which will be marked by his music.
Why does he get music if Brandon only infrequently gets it?
Because it has his name in it.
Yeah. Maybe there's a song with Brandon in it. I'll just have to look.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that well, music. We can use My Name is Brandon and I Am Awesome. There's got to be that song.
Oh, for sure.
I wanted to mention that somebody sent me a screenshot of...
Oh, Motley Crue is a Brandon song.
Really?
Yeah, it's about his kid.
Is his name in it? It's one of their worst songs ever, by the way, isn't it?
Probably.
I heard somebody bitching about it.
Good.
Somebody sent me a screenshot of news and politics rankings on iTunes. LaDuff was 98 last night. Hey. He was plugging his podcast on PBS today. It was a telethon or a radiothon, but anyway, it's up to 76.
Oh, my God.
I know. And there's only two shows, and it was hard to get for the first 3 or 4 days. So, anyway, the network is growing.
How do we get on PBS?
It was a fundraiser. He was just—I don't even know. I can't.
They do fundraisers all the time, though, don't they?
Yeah. Somebody suggested for a name, by the way, Big D Network, as in Big Dick Network.
Yeah, but Big D is—isn't that what they call the city of Dallas?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but our audience doesn't know that.
Well, are we taking this worldwide?
Yes.
What about? I don't know. It's funny. I never think of Dallas as Big D. But maybe is that more of a Texas thing, or is that just something I'm missing?
I just thought that's what it's always been called.
Let's see what Google thinks.
Maybe that's why. Maybe he's from Dallas. He just likes Dallas a lot. I'm glancing at a letter, an open letter from Piers Morgan to Tess Holliday.
What, begging her to stay away from cameras?
How fucking ridiculous is this?
Boy.
Although, honestly, I'm really tired of opening up phone.
She's already responded to it, by the way.
Oh, really?
Well, I can't wait to hear this.
She's laughing it off.
Well, that's a good response. That's her voice, for sure. I know that. Well, she's got a sense of humor.
I gotta say, voice separate at birth, though, with Chrissy Metz.
Okay, I hate to open the show with this because it really sounds like I'm piling on Tess Holliday, but I gotta say, I'm tired of opening my phone and seeing a picture of her almost nude, or it's disturbing. I just don't want to see it. Trudy, how did you react? I showed you the picture yesterday.
It's with somewhat controlled revulsion because I knew it was coming. You said you were going to show me a picture, and so I was braced. But she looks like she's nude.
It's still jarring.
Because she's in a flesh-colored bathing suit?
Oh, she's in a bathing suit?
It's tremendously big and tremendously wet.
I don't know about wet.
Ew, no thank you.
Sweaty.
Are there a lot of chubby chasers that are all on her Instagram? I mean, I'm really wondering who wants to see this. I don't understand how there's commerce there. Okay, anyway, here's Pierce's letter. And
I'm sure it's
nice. I know he gave this a lot of thought. Dear Tess, we don't know each other. In fact, until several weeks ago, I had never heard of you.
Oh, that's a great way to start.
Then you appeared as a cover star of Cosmopolitan magazine, wearing a green swimsuit and blowing a kiss into the headline, "A Supermodel Roars, Tess Holliday Wants the Haters to Kiss Her Ass." It was a very striking...
I don't even know who the hell you are.
It was a very striking... Nothing about her green blobs, by the way. I'm surprised you didn't mention that. It was a very striking, newsworthy cover because you're 5'3 and weigh over 300 pounds. As such, you're someone suffering from morbid obesity.
is he going to go the health angle?
That's not me being a fat-shaming douchebag, as your legion of fans will doubtless immediately scream. That's just a fact. The medical establishment
gives
that definition to anyone who's more than 100 pounds overweight or has a BMI, body mass index, ratio of individual's height to his or weight, of 40 or more. That's you, all caps. Morbid obesity, his name suggests, is a very serious health condition. Those who are diagnosed with it are at greater risk for illnesses, including diabetes, heart pressure, gallstones, osteoarthritis, heart disease.
He cares about her.
In other words, it can kill you. Yes, Cosmo sat you on a throne and declared you a role model for others has been excluded this way. You're downright honest and you're everything the fashion industry needs right now because you don't conform to the narrow standards of beauty that's been set by society. What a load of absolute nonsense. As with zero. Couldn't this have been shorter? Did he need to?
He's got to write about something.
Is she still reading this, do you suppose?
Oh, yeah.
No.
What?
She's hurled it at somebody's head by now.
Probably ate the article.
As with size zero models, your body image is one that people, not least yourself, should be deterred from celebrating because it's unhealthy. In the accompanying interview, you explained why you started your online hashtag F Your Beauty Standards campaign. This is quoting her. I created it out of frustration. I was angry and sad that people kept commenting on my picture saying, you're too fat to wear that, or cover up. And then one night I was lying in bed and thought, fuck that. So I posted an image with four photographs of myself wearing things that fat women are often told we can't wear and encourage others to do the same. I can understand the desire to do that. But then you said, I'm at the heaviest I've ever been in my life, and it took me being the heaviest to finally love myself. Sorry, Tess, and I say this with great respect, but I just don't believe you.
Great respect.
Oh.
Nobody, male or female, could see their weight surge to 300 pounds if they're just 5'3" and be genuinely happy. Right now, I think you're trapped in a hellish spiral of self-delusion in which your soaring fame and fortune is entirely dependent on you remaining morbidly obese. You're only getting the cover of Cosmo and endless TV appearances because you're massively, dangerously overweight, yet feigning joy. In your heart, you must know this. The editors and producers paying you large sums of money to glamorize your morbid obesity are... Oh, wait. Why is this not downloading?
You take a look at her. She's a slob.
Are cynically exploiting you.
Believe me, she would not be my first choice, that I can tell.
They're your enablers. Before you ask, I'm nobody perfect myself. I'm 6'1". This is a nice preemptive little thing here. I'm 6'1", and I weigh over 210, probably 215 pounds. My doctor says I'm reasonably fit for a man of 53, but he'd like to see me get under 200, and so would I. That's why I work out 3 or 4 times a week, and I'm being more careful what I eat and drink.
That's all about him now.
I know. Yeah.
When I see a fat-looking photo of myself, I don't cheer. I cringe. Losing weight isn't easy.
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
But the first step is brutal honesty. Why, he's still going. In Britain, a well-known politician named Tom Watson has just revealed how he lost more than 100 pounds in the past year by cutting out a lot of stuff he loves, sugar, bread, cheese, beer, and working out. By doing so, he reversed his type 2 diabetes. It was being diagnosed a condition in 2015 that compelled him to take action to change his lifestyle. The overwhelming emotion was shame. I felt frightened and ashamed that I had come to this point, and guilty. For a year or two, I was in denial. Then I started to read a lot. Blah, 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 blah.
Jesus.
Oh, my God, Stu. Every day I wake up happier, more relaxed, clearer, thinking, I believe him. You should believe him, too, and stop believing your enablers. More importantly, stop lying to yourself. You already said this.
Excuse me.
You have 2 sons, 1 of 13, the other 2. You need to stay alive and be their mom. Sorry if that sounds harsh, but you need to face up to it. On Tuesday, you posted an unedifying, semi-naked Instagram photo of yourself to your 1.7
responses are wonderful on
billion
that
followers. You wrote the following words. Wait. Lizzo Beating told me to caption this photo, damn, that looked good. The friend told you, who told you to write the caption, is plus-size rapper Lizzo, who doubtless cheered you on when she saw you. But when I saw your photo, my heart sank.
Oh, fake. He's such a liar there.
This is very sad, I tweeted. She badly needs better friends who are going to be more honest. You replied, the last 2 weeks you've been obsessed with me. It makes me feel like you're almost into thicker girls and too afraid to admit it. First, I love women of all shapes and sizes. No, that's a lie.
That's such a
lie.
Come
on, be honest with yourself, Piers. Second, I'm not obsessed with you. I'm worried about you.
No, you're not. He is not worried about her.
He doesn't know who the hell she is.
He's just writing this because I think he thinks it's funny and he knows it'll get eyeballs.
I urge you, stop pretending your body is radiating some great positive image to the world. It's not. Wake up, shape up, and be the role model you could be if you just stop listening to these fools who want you to celebrate your obesity. You can morbid obesity. You can do it, and I'll be the first to salute and celebrate if you do. Kind regards, Piers. I bet there's a lot of comments, and I bet you they're really supportive of... Piers or Tess, I'm not sure.
I'm in between sizes.
None of your business if she's grossly overweight.
It's her body. Who says she wants to live to 100? Leave her alone.
Oh, jeez.
Live to 100.
Yeah, she's
you need to worry about that.
Yeah.
Good article, Piers. Well articulated. People flipped on Kim Kardashian when she promoted those diet lollipops. There's no reason anyone should applaud Tess for promoting an unhealthy lifestyle on the other end of the spectrum. A lot of health discussion.
Yeah, people are very concerned for her.
Nobody should body shame, but nobody should pretend obesity is healthy either. She's gross.
She needs to get up off your fat ass and lose some of that goddamn weight.
Oh, Piers. For God's sake, what's the point? She already knows this. Let her be. She could be twice her size and still look beautiful. Her plate. What? Her face is so pretty. There's replies to that. Hold on. It's not about look. She's making being unhealthy cool, just as the rail thin models with their ribs showing do.
I think that's actually probably the best point that anyone's made yet.
The term
both ways.
This is another reply. The term supermodel is used way too much. Tess is not now or ever will be a supermodel.
Ugh.
Can't stand the man, but I do agree with him. Okay.
Here's some comments under her bikini picture.
Yes.
Damn, bitch, this is disturbing. Why the fuck else would you do? Whatever that means. This is not normal, and this is not healthy. There's like three people inside you.
Three Mandy Moores.
Yeah. You should all watch the movie Seven with Morgan Freeman and Brad Pitt. Reminds me of the gluttony victim.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, that was a brutal scene.
Oh, come on. I'm not going to laugh at this. This is not funny at all.
Obesity of the disease.
It really isn't. I'm really sorry about that.
How many calories does one have to eat at this size to stay in maintenance? I can't even imagine. Gluttony. Walk your tank. Self-love is taking care of yourself, not eating yourself dead.
There are a few complaints here at Piers that he needs to please stop this, because every time this battle goes another round, they have to look at her picture in the paper.
Yeah.
So, and then one of them said, I'm just trying to be practical here. I'm not trying to pass judgment. I just don't want to see that.
Yeah, just be quiet so she'll stop.
Yes.
That's really what it comes down to.
Imagine what her tattoos will look like when she loses weight. She'll need an operation to cut out that loose skin. People would rather see her dead than admit Piers is right.
God.
Yikes.
Okay.
Good for her.
I was going to start today by mentioning the 696 work stoppage, which is actually 150 road projects in Michigan. And you know, I got pissed at first because I noticed that the news is treating Jim Fouts, the mayor of Warren, just like he's the non-racist
guy,
a victim of Adobe Selimaphone.
Right.
And it pisses me off that it's just forgotten now. Doesn't it seem weird that that all went that actually happened?
Yeah. Shouldn't, I know it takes a little extra time to describe him properly, but shouldn't they say? Mayor of Warren
slash. Blacks do look like chimpanzees. I was watching this black woman with her daughter, and they look like two chimps. Their mouths were elongated out, you know, a duckish look.
Huh.
Good one.
Racist.
Man.
Good one, Fouts.
Wow.
No, that was not me on the tape.
Can I hear Adobe Selimaphone, please?
Yeah.
Adobe Selimaphone.
Selimaphone.
You can do it by Adobe Selimaphone.
Selimaphone. Now that sounds like somebody might have altered the tape. Maybe he's got a case. Anyway, with this the stoppage, and by the way, 696.
Think I want to date a fucking 60-year-old hag?
I know he dates a 29-year-old hag.
Fuck that shit. I'm not interested in any old ugly hag.
Yeah.
I think after a certain age, they're all dried up, washed up, burned out.
You know what's weird? Burned I out. Never in a million years imagined that guy saying, fuck that shit. Did you ever picture him saying something like that?
No.
Does it seem weird?
No.
Well, he's so hip.
Maybe that was Adobe Selimaphone.
So cool.
Oh, he has a commercial today on Channel 4 at Channel 4 News at 4 o'clock. Is that the same one we watched before?
Yes.
See a stiff.
Is it where he's promoting Warren and some of that they have going
something
on?
Yeah, Warren.org.
All the time. Maybe that's why they don't think of him as the lock him up in cages guy.
He's
buying ads.
Is he one take Fouts?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, that really needs another take. Not good. But, you know, on the 696 thing, you know, part that pisses me off is it's a union dispute.
Mm.
And
we are a right-to-work state now. Why are we, the taxpayers, dealing with a union stop? Doesn't I mean, I hope I have this right.
Wait, is it a union? I thought it was a lockout, not a union stoppage.
The company locked out
the contractors were, yeah. I thought.
Well, but that's even more preposterous.
Uh-huh.
I just don't know why. Is it a, I don't understand. Is it not a labor dispute? What is it?
Oh, it's a labor dispute. But, I mean, lockout is just management saying don't come to work.
As so what was labor doing? What were they doing that caused the lockout? I'm not trying to blame unions or say. But
just fix the roads and then argue about it.
Exactly. And by the way, and this is another interesting issue. The state, when they do contracting like this, they hire union companies. So in other words, hey, when it's on the taxpayers, it's on the house, so we don't mind paying a little more. Should a non-union company not be eligible to bid on a state gig? Is that how that works?
I thought I could be totally wrong on this, or maybe it's just what the federal thinks, but I thought if it was that way, then the right to work doesn't exist if it's a government project. I thought I could be totally wrong on that. And it might only be for federal projects.
I thought it was
state. In other words, not state funds.
Yeah.
So
I don't know, though.
Oh, well, you know, the governor's popping off about it. I mean, that's who was quoted in the story was Snyder. So I assume that's a state project. I don't, maybe I'm, you know, I wish I was better studied on this topic. Well, I feel I've just wasted a lot of time.
No, because the only thing that matters is that the road's not getting fucking fixed.
Yeah,
Gretchen.
Most people don't care.
Okay, let's just say it's total bullshit. I don't know whose fault it is. But I can't believe the companies would lock out if it's not a labor issue. Well, it's got to be a labor issue if they're locking them out. Yeah. How can you fucking do that in the middle? First of all, 696, and going back to Fouts, he declared he wants an emergency declared in Warren because of all the side streets that are too busy.
As if.
Which was,
that's where Jerry was.
Comical.
The guy that needed the speed gun.
Oh, well, I wonder if it is that busy. Should we call Jerry and find out if he needs a state of emergency?
Busy with speeding semis.
Oh. I think Fouts, it's amusing that he's angry. Oh, the Ticketmaster stuff is interesting.
Yeah. Remind me to come back to that.
That he's angry about that because wasn't it Warren that was giving out so many speeding tickets, or it was basically a speed trap, wasn't it? For and there was that one guy who earned like three times his income, just on bonuses for giving out speeding tickets and going to court.
And there was a lot of bitching about that. Boy, there's a lot of bitching.
Yeah, but if more people knew how to build roads, we wouldn't have this problem. But well, they're only...
you know, and by the way, Brandon got a lot of support after the complaint. A lot of people emailed in to say they agreed with Brandon's initial statement and that he shouldn't have taken any shit off that guy. And he never did finish his story about, or did he, about them sharing their fantasy teams? Was he interrupted possibly?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I know he was going back and forth with that guy.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all our LGBTQ friends, Zot Ford and Holly has a major announcement. September is Truck Month at Zot Ford. They have deals that are almost too good to be true. And no, it's not that Maz is working full-time or on Saturdays. During September and only at Zot Ford, experience their world-famous two-for-one truck event. That's two trucks and just one payment. So Maz only has to waive one commission, I guess.
Hey. Oh, that's perfect. Well, you think so? He'll waive them both. Don't worry.
I mean, when you lease one new 18 Ford F-150, you get a second new Ford F-150 lease included. Yes, that's two trucks and just one payment. I still don't get how
this
works.
That's rumble drive.
Can somebody do this so you can tell me how this, did this really work out as good as it sounds? What's the hook?
I want to get in that thing and just drive it right away. Do you mind?
Simple. You can't experience the two-for-one truck event unless you drag your ass off the couch and get to Zot Ford and Holly before September ends. Here are the details. Lease an 18 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 at $363 a month and drive home with two new 18 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4s. Player Dave, period. No need to call or email. Just head to Zot Ford, pick out your two new trucks, plural, and pay just one low payment before September ends or Maz runs out of trucks. Only from your ridiculous friends at dealsinthed.com. So there. And at the offices of Dr. Roche, they're busy with boobs, and more boobs. And actually, they're busy with a lot of things because it's the end of the week, and that's when they do surgery. So they're doing all kinds of lipo and diva. And they're especially busy with, let's see. Let me just
body tight
up real quick. Yep. Body tight is their...
Nice.
He's stabbing his screen.
Stabbing my phone, trying to make this
George Zimmerman.
What is this? No, Wi-Fi is on, allegedly. It's come up 55 times before.
Fake.
God damn it. Okay, let's see. Turn off the Wi-Fi. No, still doesn't come up.
Your cell phone blows.
Yeah, it does.
I don't think it's a connection issue. I think it's just not clicking open for some reason.
But why? I've clicked it open many, many, many times.
That's probably why. Probably have 3,000 things open on here.
I don't think I have that many windows open. Honestly, I don't.
Boy, you got a lot of apps open. Oop. Oh, man. Every swipe, I'm closing one. Oh, that's cool. You had Yelp open. Where were you Yelping?
What? Wait, who was I Yelping?
I didn't even know you had doing Yelp that. On here.
I don't. That I was aware of.
Ticketmaster, by the way.
Yeah, what is the story with Ticketmaster?
Supposedly, this is funny because the CBC, Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and Toronto Star, they collaborated on this story about Ticketmaster. They're colluding, allegedly, with scalpers. So they have people who are sort of agents for them.
Oh, how nice.
Buying tickets. They'll have multiple accounts, Ticketmaster buying accounts, because you could only buy a certain amount of tickets to one particular show on each account. So they have multiple accounts, according to this story. And then they, so that way, Ticketmaster gets more of the fees, you know, the fees that Pearl Jam hated?
Yes.
So much.
And by having multiple accounts.
Right. And
so then they just charge the people they sell them to.
Yeah.
They just charge them a little more to make up for the fees, and they get the tickets, so everybody's happy.
Resell them for higher prices, and so they get a cut of that, too. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they get a cut of the...
It says that the platform enables resellers to purchase tickets in bulk from Ticketmaster's site and then resell them for higher prices, with Ticketmaster taking a percentage of both sales.
They've been doing that for a while.
I know. That's what they did point out this morning, that it's been...
I was listening to a podcast about that a while.
Came open.
Drew just punched his phone.
Hey.
It came open.
Right.
Yeah.
I tried it. I tapped it 3 times. I was just pissed.
But I was listening to a podcast a while back about it, and, you know, the economic model of it makes no sense, that, you know, the resale prices are so high, but artists don't want to charge their fans a lot of money. So that's why they're in cahoots with the resale and Ticketmaster.
Okay.
Because they know they can make more money, but they don't want the image of charging that much money. It's a racket. It's so ludicrous.
Well, they better make all they can. It seems like they're going to be short of artists. I don't know.
They'll be fine.
I think we've probably heard that before. Okay.
Wow, would you look at that, a flip phone. They still make those things?
Did I mention Dr. Ocean? FaceTight. Help bring youth back to your face with FaceTight. Reduce fat, tighten the skin, have no scars at all. Get all the details on how to look more youthful at www.droche. Laser skin resurfacing. Dr. Roche is the only cosmetic surgeon in Michigan that performs the new CO2 Active FX and Max FX laser treatments for laser skin resurfacing. www.droche. 3D facelift. By the way, I saw... there's a patient in there. He was doing those fat transfers to the face with using stem cells.
Yeah.
Holy
PRP.
Shit.
Yeah.
I could not believe the result.
I know.
And it was brand new. So, it bruises a little bit, but
it heals faster.
Well,
and...
there were white lines on this person's face because the wrinkles pushed out so far. You could see where the lines had dug into there. Gone. Just gone. Amazing.
Sayonara, butt face!
Exactly. So call for a consult, 248-338-1110. Sorry about that. Jeez.
There's breaking news.
What's breaking?
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Kirk Douglas went on another walk.
He did? Is he okay?
Now, what's funny about this is the...
Looks fantastic.
The headline is 100... and 2-year-old Hollywood legend Kirk Douglas looks fantastic in shocking new photos.
I think
so. Are they shocking or does he look fantastic?
I'm calling that fake news. I don't think he looks fantastic. I think
look at him.
He looks really like he's having a tough time to me.
Oh boy.
I feel like they have somebody just camped outside his house.
I don't think Michael Douglas even looks fantastic. He looks good.
No.
But not fantastic. And he's, 30 years younger?
He looks great there. Look at him. Going for a walk.
Oh. He's standing.
I don't know. I call fake news
what?
On that one. I'm sorry.
Where's his walking? Wife when they went on that walk together the other day?
How far did he go, though? I mean,
I don't know. Not very, is it?
Trudy, what is this, an investigative piece all of a sudden?
I mean, if he only got like 2 foot, you know, like sort of maybe 2 feet away.
Problem is there's like 10 pictures, and it's him moving like 1 foot. He's going down 2 steps.
That's pretty big for.
We have the.
I'm walking on sunshine.
The 88-year-old's phone number.
Yeah.
Are we pretty? Are we almost?
Oh, I don't
know that one.
It's Brandon. Brandon pulled him.
Oh, maybe we don't want to know until Brandon gets here, so we can get a percentage anyway, before we call.
We should power up Rock Financial though. At this point, right?
That's not a bad idea.
Or forget.
And there's new Rock Financial copy, by the way.
Oh. It's already printed out. So you don't have to bother with your phone.
Okay. Is it in there today?
What? Yeah, it's in there.
Ah, yes. They are offering free appraisals to all our listeners when they close on a conventional home loan. Now, they're going to give you a great refi, and they're going to do it fast, but also a free appraisal. That's saving a nice chunk of change.
Yeah.
And you want to take advantage of that while it lasts by clicking the link to Hall Financial on the Drew and Mike podcast webpage, or you can call Hall Financial at 248-308-5000. And they do sponsor the Hall Financial Hotline.
Which, if you want to do another call, too, do you hear about Wanda Barzee?
Yeah.
She's quite a ruckus at a hotel.
Oh, the kidnapper.
Yeah.
Yeah, Elizabeth screaming Smart. About the Mormon church. And
mm-hmm.
Great. So glad she's out.
Put her back.
Are you?
Is that a violation of your parole to cause a clusterfuck?
I don't know. You're allowed to be crazy, aren't you?
You know,
it doesn't hurt anybody.
Honest to God,
crazy isn't illegal.
I'm so tired of, you know, first of all, we have these common criminals who are just in and out, in and out, in and out. You know, the guy that with his girlfriend shoved the 88-year-old lady and took her face out, left her with a giant bruise and a bruised arm. Nice carjacking, 88-year-old. You know, when she said, we had this conversation, you know, kill the son of a bitch. I couldn't help thinking, you know, I know we're not going to kill him, but I just don't know what would be lost. Probably a lot of hassle for other people who run into this asshole down the road.
Nothing will be lost, but do you want to punish people by who the victim is?
You
know if it was
you. Yeah, I do think there's a difference between carjacking an 88-year-old and carjacking a 25-year-old. Yeah, it's like taking candy from a baby. I mean, it's like what molesting a 2-year-old, molesting a 17-year-old, or a 15-year-old.
Yeah, but after 18, we're all equal. We're all even.
Not really.
Unless
I don't know. There's something
abuse.
That's a little bit more horrible. By the
like
way,
making
the guy,
Kirk Douglas go for a walk.
The guy was being arraigned, and I noticed that he was trying to stay out of the camera. He was obviously he knew it was a complete, well, more than a dick move.
Yeah.
But that reminds me.
Well, plus, he didn't get away with it, so he sucks at it.
Yeah. But he'll do more.
Y'all just a bunch of losers.
There's a guy who was responsible for a murder in Dearborn in 1989 who is being released because Granholm, against the advice of the attorney general, commuted his sentence and then said, oh, no, I didn't mean it.
This is the no take-backs law, apparently.
Yeah, and it's been in appeals court for 8 years, and he has won, and he will be so a murderer is being released who killed a 19-year-old in 1989. They worked at a health club.
Wait. Did he kill him or did he hire someone?
No, he hired someone to kill him.
He claims he hired him to rob him and didn't know he would kill him. But come on, nobody believe. Why would you hire?
Well,
nobody hires somebody to rob somebody. You hire somebody to kill somebody.
That's the problem. When
for the most part,
the guy did resist. That was the point. He didn't mean to. He didn't want him to kill him. Well, sorry.
That. Yeah.
That's like being the getaway driver at the bank robbery where someone gets shot. Those laws are well known, by the way. That's not a big secret.
But why? Because the governor says, okay, he can be released. And they go, oops, you're not allowed to take it back. Why?
Well, first of all, has anyone taken back a commutation?
Well, that's a whole nother issue.
That's usually
issue.
Something
ludicrous.
You'd be pretty clear on.
How do you even, how do you, did she just blurt out the wrong name? Or, I mean,
I
how do you
know.
Even do
I
that?
I don't know.
I don't know, but Whitmer will do it.
She hadn't been the same since she was in our studio with all the porn.
And in 5 years.
It affected her.
She's still freaking out.
You're going to be blown away.
Anyway, yeah, so that's going to be great if that guy fucks up when he gets out. And you know what? I'm glad this came up because...
Maybe that's what she meant by in 5 years, you'll be blown away.
Well, 8 years. She was off by a couple. But there was a story today about... I thought this was very interesting. Like, we were talking about death threats, and how nobody cares about death threats anymore, and they don't even arrest anyone. And I mean, we know better. There are cases where you can get in trouble for threatening someone's life.
I'd kill you if I had my gun.
Maybe the president. But listen to this. A Dearborn Heights man accused of making threatening phone calls is now looking at a reset of his $2 million bond for two misdemeanors. Michael Kaufman is charged with two counts of malicious use of a telecommunications device stemming from what Kaufman claims that's... that's the guy. Were heated phone calls over how Detroit police handled his report of being sexually assaulted. So this guy's calling it a sexual assault. He doesn't like the way it's going, and he ends up allegedly threatening the lives of two people on the phone. Police and prosecutors say he crossed the line, threatened police and an assistant Wayne County prosecutor. Legal experts say the case serves as a warning to defendants to watch their tempers. $2 million bail.
Yeah.
For this, okay, he threatens police or an assistant prosecutor, and all of a sudden it is a big deal.
Yeah.
But somebody just out there getting hundreds and thousands of death threats, whatever.
Well, remember, that's what we found out yesterday. It depends who is threatened, which is kind of silly.
So if it's somebody, you know, who works for the government, it's a little different.
Exactly. Yeah.
Officer not that
don't make me kill somebody!
Not that I think it's a great idea to threaten. I mean, I'm really kind of glad that somebody's...
Did they really feel like he really was going to go kill them? Because that's supposed to be the other part whether or not it's believable.
$2 million bond, which they're resetting. They said they're going to reset the bond. But, you know, that just shows that, you know, when certain people are threatened, but when it's, you know, a single mom who's not so empowered, you know, whatever. He hasn't done anything yet. And when it's somebody in the news.
Hey.
You know.
Single mom, though, isn't an officer of the court, so she's not quite as important.
I guess not, but that's the guy that threatened the single
mom.
Yeah,
well, you know, it's tough being a single mom, you know.
That's the person that I worry about, that pissed off...
Who doesn't have resources. Yeah. Oh, you mean the person who wants to kill somebody, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the one that is threatening one single person in their life, you figure that's something that should be taken seriously.
As opposed
it seems
to,
like it
I'm going to kill all of you!
Yeah, a guy that's mad because he was... Well, it's interesting. This guy was sexually assaulted?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's been sexually... He's a little out of his mind.
There's a lot to unpack in this story.
Well, there is. I wonder, was he sexually assaulted by a dude or...
Well, yeah.
Well, I don't know.
What? How often is a guy sexually assaulted by a woman?
It happens.
Yeah, and they kind of dig it.
Not always. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
It's very rare.
Should we deep dive in the story? Oh, just like
for now. Yeah, no, I want to know. Maybe it was a woman.
Did you see that... school dress codes story today?
Mm-mm.
About all these schools that are slutting out. They're encouraging their female students to slut out.
Oh.
Let them.
Awesome.
They're allowed to.
Midriff-bearing shirts are acceptable. So are tank tops with spaghetti straps and other once-banned items like micro mini skirts and short shorts.
Yeah.
As students settle into the new school term, gone are restrictions on ripped jeans and hoodies. Students want to come in school in pajamas. That's okay, too.
Well, where?
The new policy amounts to... It's in Alameda, California.
Oh, I get it.
New policy amounts a sweeping reversal of the modern old school dress and makes Alameda the latest school district in the country to adopt a more permissive policy. It says it's less sexist. Students who initiated the change said many of the old rules that barred too much skin disproportionately targeted girls, while language calling such attire distracting. So guys can wear midriff-bearing shirts, too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If they want, why not?
Is this kind of stupid?
That's pretty stupid, yeah. I'm surprised at the midriff-bearing shirt, but short shorts...
They should have to cover up, just like in Saudi Arabia, because the guys can't handle it there, and we can't handle it here.
How about us not being able to handle all these scantily clad men who are allowed to be at school?
Well, that just looks, I don't know, I just hate that look. I just don't want to see dudes doing that in high school. I'm not in high school right now, if you didn't know, but I think chicks dressing that hot is distracting to guys. I'm not saying that I'm against it or I think it should be outlawed.
Of course it is.
I do think it's a distraction.
Yeah.
Which is probably why girls dress that way, to get the attention. And that's fine if they want that.
But,
Big deal.
I think a crop top or a midriff top. I think the spaghetti strap, I mean, you know, those are worn always.
I'm in between sizes.
Tank tops like that.
Yeah, with
that's not such a big deal.
So,
but sure, there can be some really short shorts that look like underwear.
Yeah.
This is really funny.
That short.
This has nothing to do with the story, but it sort of does. I was at 7-Eleven, and there were four girls who were a real pain in the ass at the register. They just didn't know what they were buying, and they kept putting stuff on the counter, and they were just taking up a lot of time. and they all looked to me about 13, dressed extremely slutty, lots of makeup. And when they left, the clerk, who was a female, said something about, you know, who lets their kids dress like, I mean, those kids must be 12 or 13 years old. And I wasn't really up for having a conversation about it, but, you know, I just said, yeah, it was kind of crazy. anyway, I don't know. I hate looking at really young girls dressed slutty. It really.
Yeah. They're not dressing that way for you, though.
No, I know they're not. I know they're not. But it just.
It is.
I guess I'm showing my age.
No,
No, that's always bothered me. I never liked that. Maybe when I was their age, I did. Of course I did.
Yeah, right.
But it's just something.
It makes them seem vulnerable, possibly.
Yeah, it does.
You're kind of like, not really, but worried about.
But what bothers me, which we never, I mean, honestly, for all the things we're outraged about, we're never outraged about all the 19-year-olds banging 14-year-olds and all the 23-year-olds with 15-year-olds. I mean, it happens all the fucking time. And I don't want to say it's all about what somebody's wearing, but whatever. It is what it is.
In the case of, what's her name?
Brandon in the house?
Tennessee. Yeah. Tad.
Why is he going
back? Mrs. Cummins.
Yeah, there is more info on Mrs. Elizabeth Cummins. Elizabeth Thomas Cummins.
Can I get a quick report on why Brandon went back there?
Yeah, why'd you go to the Science and Lambs room? You have to check up on your captive.
That was weird.
Put lotion in the basket.
Happened?
Get your lotion back.
Do I need to keep up with that room and what's going on in there?
I don't know. It freaks me out. There's door after door, and it gets darker and cobwebs.
It's
disgusting. All right,
I never go back there. I never go upstairs in this house.
Don't. No one should go back there. It's gross.
Night vision goggles to see what's happening in there.
Maybe.
Here you go, Brandon.
Brandon gets new music today. Is this the Tommy Lee song?
Wait, this is about his kid who hates him now?
Yes, it is. I know, isn't that funny?
Oh, that's sad.
Can you turn it up? I'm really curious.
Why did they let
how
him
dumb
do
this?
This
is. I don't know.
I had to get up. Strings.
Your mama gave birth to you with love inside. She had
candlelight and songs of life. What?
Brandon, I love you. Love you too.
Always be one, except when you punch me out. And I call the cops. I'm a son.
Until our Instagram battles.
A lot of good violin in there.
Are they going for a Kiss Beth? Is that what they were going for?
That's kind of what it sounds like, yeah.
Brandon. I'm embarrassed to say I think I like the song best. I can't explain why. I mean, I don't hate it.
Why do you like it?
I don't know. I just... Must be, I don't know, I can't explain it.
So when you, like, all of a sudden in the middle of a Kiss concert getting real serious for no reason.
No, I'm not going to be pulling my lighter out. Kiss is touring, by the way. This is it. This is the last tour.
They're calling it what's the name of the tour? Do you see the name of it?
I've got it right here somewhere.
But they, didn't right they already here, have but... a retirement tour?
Yeah.
Oh, it's they've the had, end of the end of the road world tour.
Okay.
But they already had a retirement tour.
I know that song is stuck in my. That song is stuck. It's so dumb. It's stuck in my head. The end of the road world tour. Promoted on America's Got Talent, which we saw last night.
Did you see them? Yeah, they look.
I thought
great.
They sounded good. What? I mean, they sounded like Kiss.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, Paul Stanley sounded okay.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's the way he usually sounds.
I just like the way you said it. They sounded like Kiss.
That's all I meant. I mean, I'm not going to be a big critic of Kiss anyway. Kiss wrote in a statement, wasn't it?
All that we've built and all that we have conquered over the past four decades could never have happened without the millions of people worldwide who filled clubs, arenas, and stadiums over the years. This will be the ultimate celebration for those who have seen us and a last chance for those who haven't. Kiss Army, we're saying goodbye on our final tour with our biggest show yet. Wow. And we'll go out the same way we came in, unapologetic and unstoppable.
Is Ace going to be a part of it?
Yeah. Will Ace be a part? Is Gene, will Ace be a part?
Ace will not be involved.
What?
He abused
Why not?
Drugs and alcohol for many, many years, putting the Kiss brand at risk over and over. Then there was the racist comment he made at my girlfriend Diana Ross during soundcheck. The Nazi memorabilia collection.
What about Peter?
Peter also chose to abuse drugs and alcohol for many years. He will not be part of the reunion.
But they were on the World Domination Tour.
They were.
Or no, Peter was, not Ace.
That was a mistake.
Hello, America!
Hi! Oh, I love it when Tyra Banks plays with Kiss.
What's up,
Paul Stanley is the ultimate screamer.
Yes.
America. Stop telling America what to do.
Is tonguing Simon. Yeah. Paul has a midriff top on.
Yeah, that would be a lot. Is it turning you on, Trudy?
It's not. He was my favorite.
I don't know if he wants to turn.
Peter Chris gained some weight.
You know what I mean? What?
No, it's not Peter Criss. Peter abused drugs and alcohol for many years, as you know, and he's no longer in the band.
Oh, here Peter comes Guitar Smash.
Peter did his farewell tour. Remember Peter's farewell show?
Yeah, he played Beth.
He played for 275 people in a club.
Very expensive.
For like, yeah, $200 a piece.
Wow.
How?
Every once in a while,
silly.
We like to get a little wasted. We like to take a taste of alcohol.
Oh, no.
I think Peter's price point was a bit high.
Well, if anybody would know, it'd be Eugene.
I wonder what these tickets will cost.
Eugene.
It's wild. They for wearing that.
Oh, here. What's he talking about? Sorry, Trudy. What are you going to say?
Wearing that makeup, they're actually, they look fairly young.
Okay, so
it does make them look
you
younger.
Guys are
it does.
On your end of the road.
Tyra loves
tour.
Kiss. Favorite band.
Well, this is going to be our last tour. It will be
the
most.
I bet he's excited about it.
Biggest show we've ever done.
Fake.
People who love us, come see us. If you've never seen us, this is the time. This will be the show.
Is that a wig?
All right, well, we're going to make sure yes. that all oh, yeah. of you guys check that out, right? All right, and thank you. Thank you, Kiss. Thank you guys so much. Okay, now,
Gene, did you get a pair of her panties for the room? Gene, did you get a pair of panties?
The panty room is over capacity right now. I'd have to eliminate panties to get. Although I might.
Gene, you don't bring new ones in and get rid of the old ones?
I might move Cher out of there for Tyra Banks. Cher's barely hanging on to her space in the panty room.
What about Heidi Klum's?
Heidi, I don't know if Heidi could make the cut.
Oh.
I'm sure I'd have to really look at the panty room.
I like how the Vietnamese Canadian beat out the Brit from the judges, the two Brits, the German and the Canadian, to win America's Got Talent.
What did they win for, Brandon? I didn't see it. Were they talented?
Well,
no,
it was
wasn't
a magician,
talented.
Right?
It was a stupid magician.
Yeah.
What? Magic. A magician won?
Yeah. Nobody wants to see a magician.
How does a magician go on to perform? I mean,
I
with,
well,
with respect
you're Penn
to.
And Teller, but
yeah.
Well, they're now America's Got Talent winner, magician.
Wait, didn't.
Blank,
didn't,
blank.
Didn't Terry Fader win America? Didn't he win like one of the first ones? Because I swear we're in Vegas. We're like, he's on the casino chips. Terry
oh, is
Fader?
He?
Yeah. Isn't he a magician?
Yeah, that sounds
show
right.
Been on.
I thought he did the puppeteer.
What happened to the singer?
Oh.
I saw the singer the night before who was apologizing
right,
for his poor performance.
Yeah, Terry Fader's a ventriloquist.
He won. Did he win America's Got Talent?
I don't know.
And went on tour with his dummy.
He did. He is the winner of season two
no,
of America's Got
nobody
Talent.
Nobody buy tickets for that.
He received the $1 million prize, and he was signed as the headliner at the Mirage Hotel. A five-year, $100 million contract.
And I believe he is on their casino chips, which is pretty sweet, you know, if you're faded. Yeah, Shin Lim won last night. Shin Lim, everybody. Welcome to the stage, Shin Lim, the magician. My girl didn't win, though, the 14-year-old girl.
She was terrible last night.
Wasn't there a dude singer that had a shot?
I don't know.
It's probably the girl you're thinking of, because she's a young girl, but she's got long hair, and she
This guy probably
rocks. She's got a great voice.
She rocks. What kind of stuff does she sing?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I'll pull up her speech.
Well, here's the thing.
I made Brandon listen to a lot.
I want to hear who America's most talented person is.
It's Shin Lim, everybody.
There's no Americans on this show.
Remember how it used to be, like, the lead story who won American Idol when it first started?
Yeah, right.
And that was a news story.
It was the lead story on ABC. It would be like the kicker story on NBC.
Mm-hmm. Oh, balls, hang on. All right, this is the chick. Let me jump forward. She played with the Struts.
Hey, Brandon, what's the percentage on the 88-year-old woman's phone number?
Did you guys pre-call it?
No.
Did you pre-call it?
Couldn't do it without a percentage.
Here's this girl.
I think she's got a good voice.
She tries to go too deep.
Yeah, that was already annoying me, but I'll give her a chance.
It's like Elizabeth Holmes.
She dresses like an idiot.
She sounds affected to me.
Yeah.
I see her trying. By your
man. I know she's no Chin Lim.
I see her karaoke night trying too hard.
Yes, for sure. Since she was 3 years old.
Man, I should have gone out for this show. This is the most talented person in America.
Do you know any magic? No, she did not.
I could have been like 20th at something. If she's number one.
Hey, this is what she first sang when she was on.
I think she thinks she has more soul than she does.
She's 13. I think she's good. I mean, I know she's no dance troupe or magician.
Maybe she'd be a twink star for a while, but I don't know. We'll be following her in the coming years.
She kind of sings all the same types of songs, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's not showing much of
She thinks she's mini Janis Joplin.
Yeah. She's... And, well, she does...
Is she bisexual already? Just asking.
I don't know how she identifies.
She's mini Janis.
I should have tried.
Is she ugly like Janis?
She's no.
Here, she's on the screen up there. You can see her.
Oh, okay.
Back it up.
Yeah, that's her.
She's not ugly. She'll probably be really.
I like her, man.
Yeah. At least she's rocking.
She's not the best.
You can have her.
I'll take her. Right.
I'll be a stage dad.
I've been here cranking out of your car every day for a while.
Oh, you just might now, mister.
He's a little affected on stage.
Oh, no, her dancing is ridiculous.
Oh, boy. Ooh. Nobody criticized that?
That's what you do. You're going to tell a whole new generation of people.
Trudy?
It's weird. She should go on tour with Greta Van Fleet.
She's a little carried away with herself.
Brandon was pointing out, though, people are mad because she's only here on a visa to be on this show.
America's what?
Yeah. People are really worried about the qualifications for America's Got Talent. Mind you, it's a TV show.
There's a strange reason to be here, and she's not that good. No, I think she's less good than
but
I
But all the judges are
was.
Foreigners.
That's true.
But they've got the proper paperwork.
Yeah, here's, check out the magic.
Whoa, that was cool.
He took close-up magic and made it, he filled the room with it.
We know what you did.
Neat.
We were right there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we saw it.
I know,
we
but
saw
I can't
it.
Get over
we
it.
It.
I'm not going to
Just introducing the judges in the middle of a Kiss song was really weird.
You're giving yourself a shot here. Well done. Congrats.
Cool. You guys can go see him when he performs at the Mirage.
Who's that? Who is that? Is that guy the strongest man in the world?
No, he won. That's the guy that won.
Tarzan.
Shin Lim.
Well, no, I saw some guy who looked like the guy that, you know, so in love with himself.
Well, you're sweating over a trapeze artist. They have upper body strength.
I'm not sweating over him. I'm just saying, who's that? I just was like, who's the Hulk guy?
You'd rather go see that than a...
No, I didn't say I wanted to see him. I just wanted to know who he was.
It's all yours.
Relax,
I
want to
see this on your TV every day when I come home. Come over here. Come home. Oh, boy.
I'm not promoting
him. I spend too much time here.
I think his act is stupid.
Yes, sir.
Now, this guy's got an act. He should have gone out for it. If that chick is number two, this guy could be in the top 20.
You don't want to see his act.
Yeah.
You want to see that guy's act?
No, the guy you just played the audio.
I have sex with myself.
You want to see
that?
Be
top 30 at least. All right, Brandon, percentage on the number?
It was...
Oh, this big fucking muscle, man. Like a fucking rock, man. Yeah, just getting off of myself, man.
Just go up there and
he
say that.
He should go on America's Got Talent. He'd freak everybody else out and just win.
93%.
93? Okay.
For the first number,
well,
about
let me,
14
let,
for this.
Let me just remind people that... oh, wait a second.
Are we powered up?
Yes. Yeah. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Eli wants you to know all about Brian S., who says he's needed glasses in second grade when he woke up the morning after LASIK from Dr. Yellow and saw everything in perfect focus. I had to remind myself I hadn't slept with my contacts in. I have 20/20 all day, every day, and got to throw away a cabinet full of contact lens crap. He is so pumped. The most pumped person, I have to say, is Brian S. so far. Life-changing vision correction from the Yellow Eye Center.
You're out of here, trash.
Amanda D. says, I'm 57, didn't think this was possible. Multifocal lens implants have changed my world. I got them because reading glasses were a constant annoyance. Now I see like I did 40 years ago. Like Brian and Amanda and the two people before, the guy that wanted to read the shampoo bottle,
right.
Reading it constantly now. Uh-huh. You don't have to settle for crappy vision. Also, the evaluation is free. Everyone needs an eye exam every other year, so why not just call the number and get yours? All you have to lose your glasses and contacts, call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or sign up at Yaldo Eye Center. And Hall Financial has an offer, and they would love to include you. And if you love the podcast, you know one of the ways to support us is supporting our sponsors like Hall Financial. And now they're offering free appraisals to all of our listeners when they close on a conventional home loan. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance, Hall Financial will take great care of you. That is for a conventional home loan. Free appraisal, that's a nice chunk of change. Mm-hmm. David Hall has been personal friends of ours for years. There's no one we would trust more than his team at Hall Financial to do our loans. You should use them too. Maz refied. I think somebody else refied in the room with Halsey.
They looked at mine, but my loan is 2.75, so there was no interest rate that was better than that.
Oh,
well, at least they were honest enough to tell you that.
I know. See, that's what I respected about it. But they're like, if you want to, and I'm just getting my roof done right now, if you want to do a home equity thing, so you can take money out of your house to do one of those big projects.
That's a thought.
Dudes came in this like 7 o'clock in the morning and were just tearing through it.
I know. Isn't it amazing how fast they do a roof?
Oh, my
God. You know what these guys did on a roof? Let's see. This is probably 10 years ago. They threw everything, you know, just throw everything down. And it's like everything stuff's just landing in the yard all day. So anyway, they put the new roof on. It's like, wow, look at the new roof. Wow, they're so fast. And I know it's like, wait a second. There's all these screws on. Look at all this shit on the ground. And so called them and they said, what happened was there was snow on the ground, and when the snow melted, it was like there's shit everywhere. And they said, oh well, it's so cold. Well, we're gonna come back when the snow melted and pick it up. And do you think they ever came back?
No, they probably didn't.
No,
make
they
that
didn't.
Their priority.
I was picking stuff up for years. But that's no reason not to go to David Hall and take advantage of the free appraisals.
He would do it
when you close on a conventional home loan. But they also do refis and anything you want to do. You want to take money out of your house. You want to shorten the length of your loan, extend it, whatever. Call Hall Financial. They will crunch numbers for you. You'll see if it works. Or click the link on our website, Drew and Mike Podcast website, to start chatting with an expert today. 248-308-5000 for Hall Financial. 248-308-5000 or click the link on our website. Restrictions apply. Michigan licensed broker lender. NMLS number 146-7435. Equal housing lender. All right, let's see. What's your favorite song? What's her name again?
Her name is Gloria.
Gloria.
Oh, it is? Oh, cool. Hang on.
Why aren't we cranking Gloria?
Yeah, we will be.
Name is
version? G. Which version now?
Them.
Oh, the U2 version.
Oh, the Jim Morrison version is pretty good.
You want that one?
Yeah.
I kind of like it for change of pace. One. Although.
That's pretty cool.
Doors! Wait, there's a bass guitar. What's going on?
It's a live version.
Yeah, I think this was on Did they release a box set, The Doors? They must have.
The very best of The Doors. Yeah, no, they definitely have a box set, yeah.
I think I remember Gary Graff talking about it.
Hey, mama, baby. She come around. She come around here. To head you the ground. Come around.
Huh. Hello? Hi, is this Gloria? Gloria? Gloria?
Hello, Gloria?
Hello?
Gloria?
Who's on the phone?
Hello? Maybe she wants to hear some Morrison louder.
Okay, hang on. We can do that.
Might have overwhelmed her.
My stairs one, two,
I'm going to try her back. I think we might have woken phone up number. From a nap. She picked up.
She shouldn't be napping right now. She had a concussion.
That's if she doesn't know the Gloria song, I don't want to talk to her.
How medical.
You got to show her some support.
She has to know that song.
That song.
She's that 82. Song is, she's not going to know
that. The song is 53 years old.
It's an actual good song about
she's
some.
Not
exactly.
Know.
It's her name. She was 30 when it came out. She was hot.
Tough chick.
Maybe she doesn't know this version.
This is a little more risque.
I know the Van Morrison version.
Why don't
you come over here?
Gloria.
Oh.
Hey. Gloria. G-L-O-R-A.
You know what? She doesn't know that song. She knows this Gloria though.
Laura Branigan.
Try her again. She knows this is her favorite.
I'm gonna try the second number.
I had to play this POS song on a radio station.
God,
I know, horrible. I'm surprised I'm still here. Why is no one named Gloria anymore? Why did that name go?
Hello, is this guy?
Yeah, I was trying to reach Gloria. This is the Drew and Mike show calling. We saw that she was assaulted, and we were hoping we could talk to her for a couple of minutes.
I'm sorry, you had the wrong number. No Gloria here.
Really?
Do you like the song, Gloria?
Does she like it?
Hello?
Gloria?
Really not? Okay.
So,
Brandon, if that was 100%, what happened?
No, the first one was 100%, and she picked up. But then
so the same number became less than 100%?
No, the second one I had at 12, and
you all called a different number?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I think
no, I'll call back the first one again.
Okay, I don't know if I believe this.
Why waste more time?
She did answer. She was like, "Hello."
Yeah, it's kind of frightening sounding.
Yeah. Apparently, every wrong Gloria number, they just have a Melrose hang up too. No one says goodbye.
That was weird.
Here she is. Don't scare her away with the music.
What?
She's had a very rough week.
Stop being soft.
Passion.
She can't handle Laura Branigan, then.
She
changed her number over.
Yeah, over the song.
We'll call back later.
How did you remember this stupid song?
Because it popped up on the list, yeah. It took me a while to remember that it was a dumb song, though.
What was Laura Branigan's other? Did she have another big hit?
Well, let's check out The Best of Branigan.
I wouldn't pick
which
her.
Which has 13 tracks.
Out of a crowd of one.
There's
13
another.
Tracks and Gloria's the last one.
There's another big one.
I don't know any of these, so you have to tell me.
No idea what those songs are.
Solitaire?
Never heard of it.
I think this is a factor in the top 40.
Ugh.
Name some more titles.
Show Me Heaven. No. Tiamo? T-I-A-M-O?
Shit, that wasn't a hit.
Spanish Eddie. Power of Love.
Power of Love, maybe? No, that's Huey Lewis.
Does she cover it?
It may, if she does and puts on her greatest hits, fuck her!
Is there anybody here but me? Dim all the lights. Oh, wait. Wait, what is this? How am I supposed to live without you?
Yes. Wait, did Bolton cover that or did she cover Bolton?
Does she just take names of really good famous songs and then just writes a song about it so people accidentally play it? Like Power of Love and Gloria?
That's interesting.
So she could at least get one play out of each song.
Did Bolton do this?
I don't know.
Wow, well, this is completely unfamiliar.
I feel like it's a Bolton song.
Tell me how am I supposed to... He absolutely did.
So she's got two
I don't know if it's the same song or if she just took the title and wrote a new one.
What's up with these bands or artists that have two hits and they have a greatest hits album? It's like, no, there's two hits on there. The other 10 are not greatest hits. Get out of here. They're not even hits.
Without you.
We'll ever play Laura Branigan again? Can that be a new rule?
Yeah, I think
I got news for you. We're only playing Laura Branigan.
All Laura, all the time.
Yes.
That's a bummer.
Cut it out, Branigan.
You know why, Trudy? Mm. Because I have no self-control.
Oh, this was a hit. This was a hit. Oh, my God, are these bad? I feel like I'm in Bonnie Tyler hell. And I ran into Laura Branigan.
Isn't a musicianship.
Really bummed out that you guys killed that number.
It's a second assault on this.
Sure, I got news for you, by the way. She had 3 top 10 hits.
Self-control.
Gloria, solitaire, and self-control.
Yeah, I knew solitaire.
How Am I Supposed to Live You was 12. And the lucky one was 20. So she had 5 top 20 songs.
This dope. Had 5 top 20. Oh, my God.
There was a greater segment of soft music lovers
Yeah, I bet you like Maslow has this album.
Oh. I feel like, why is the soft world winning?
I don't know.
Doesn't it seem like the soft people are just taking over the world?
And they're soft. How
I
could
know,
they
win? I don't know.
They don't have any fight in them. They're just
it's terrible.
Enveloping us.
Okay, let's, Brandon.
Yeah.
What happened when you tried the second time? Didn't it just go to busy?
No, I went to a dude. You talked to him briefly.
That was the same number?
That was the second number.
But how come nobody
says
goodbye?
The first
goodbye.
Number when the bagel answered.
Yeah.
And then she hung up. Did you call that number back?
Yeah. Twice, yeah.
What happened?
You scared her away.
Did it go, but it seemed like going to a busy signal.
The second time you called it back.
All right, let's try one more time after this.
Plus, nobody said goodbye. And, you know, if anything, they need help to say goodbye.
I agree. There's something unfinished business. Goodbye. We need closure. That is the shit.
How can I help you say goodbye? By Laura Branigan.
Oh.
I'm going to find every terrible way to bring up a Laura Branigan
song.
It's
the worst. Oh, my God.
Stop potting me down.
God, there are some hideous female artists. Diane Warren wrote a lot of horrible songs.
Wait, who's this horrible artist? I don't know this person. What's the name?
Diane Warren. Hello?
Oh, Diane Warren.
Diane Warren, yeah. She wrote for Aerosmith, I think.
Dang it. What's going on?
She did the space song, didn't she?
Space song?
That Aerosmith made famous.
Is it a wimpy song?
I don't want to close my eyes.
Probably.
I don't want to
sleep. She's the queen of writing soft music.
Let me just quickly mention Zot M59 Dodge Ram and Zot M59 Chrysler Jeep and their continuance in rocking the Deals in the D summer clearance event. During this event, you can lease the new, completely redesigned 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab at just $248 a month. The Ram Bighorn is the number one selling half-ton truck in Detroit, and you can lease it for $248 a month. It's Zot M59 Dodge Ram. And then there's Jeep.
Jeep.
Jeep. Everybody's talking about them. During Zot M59 Chrysler Jeep summer clearance event, you can lease a new loaded 18 Jeep Cherokee for $199 a month. This Cherokee has heated leather seats, all-wheel drive, backup camera, CarPlay, plus much, much more, and it can be yours for $199 a month. Check out the ridiculous summer clearance event specials and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. God, that phone number, that's weird. What's happening there?
He scared her away.
She, what, is there some Zorch button that if somebody says the word, sings the song Gloria, her number just becomes unusable?
Yeah, the phone company changes it.
Wasn't her landline, I mean, or was it a cell phone? Because you can block a number, but I didn't know you could do it on a landline.
It might not be a landline. It's actually registered.
A jitterbug.
Different.
But she got her. Yeah, remember the jitterbug was in the car?
But how does somebody who's 88 know how to block an incoming call?
You can't let this story in because I'm going to be left without any satisfaction.
Oh, my God.
Once again, another song. Another
this
famous.
Is not the Stones version?
Another famously good song that she took the title of and wrote a shitty song.
You should hear her version of Let It Be.
She does sing Let It Be?
I don't.
Probably does. Good God.
Every single one of her songs sounds the same.
Knock it off, Branigan.
you play any more of these, it's gonna ping on some like
maybe
right
some notice somewhere will pop up and Branigan will think she's hot again.
She might, and then yeah,
you're right. I think the keyboard player was just like, "How's this?" for every tune.
I know. And then somebody came in and said, "You know what? We should probably turn that beat around."
That's another song title. Turn the beat around.
This is her cover. This is that song.
It is a cover.
There he is.
Turn the beat. Who does the original "Turn the Beat Around"?
Isn't that Gloria Estefan?
No.
Not?
No, I don't think so.
Turn the beat around.
Suck on my balls. That song had a groove to it.
Really, you like it?
It made me want to.
I better
turn
hear that blaring out of your car.
I'm not saying I wanted to turn the beat around.
Gloria Estefan.
Was it?
All right.
Well, wasn't it Vicky
Sue? Well, you're
Sue
the one. You know all about it.
You're Vicky Sue Robinson did it. The first one.
What?
Vicky Sue Robinson?
Who produced it?
The fuck is that?
Vicky Sue Robinson, that's the original. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
That's the version Mark should be cranking.
I don't know who that is.
The original.
Who the hell that is?
That's it. Maz would be in heaven right now. I guarantee it.
You're shaking your head, Trudy. You didn't jam to that?
No.
No.
No. I was a rocker.
Through and through.
And through.
That reminds me, they were playing disco.
Laura Branigan also has a song called The Name Game.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh.
Oh, she did. Okay, it's a real cover.
Oh, so she confuses you by occasionally covering something, so you always think it's going to be a cover, and then occasionally she fakes you out with something new.
With the children's.
And runs to the bank with royalty money.
We got to keep digging deeper.
Branigan, Bo Branigan.
I still think the best was yet
Branigan.
To come. You had it there. Hey, this one, she must got a new keyboard player for this song. Sorry.
Oh, God, is she? Oh, boy, I don't. You know, I can hardly think of an artist worse. Maybe Diane Warren. I mean, that I've been
forced
to listen to.
There's like no Diane Warren.
Because everybody else performs her songs.
Yeah.
Did you see Cher is doing an album of ABBA covers?
Oh my God, really?
Yes.
Because she's in ABBA.
I think it's a Mamma Mia like album.
Yeah.
Cool.
More Cher. The world needed that.
I am, this story got me kind of fired up. It's an interesting story because there's a lot of ways you can look at it. The FanDuel story, this guy makes a bet at the end of the Broncos game, and the odds were supposed to be -600 for the Broncos. In other words, if you bet $100, I think you make $1,666 if the Broncos win. They were just about to kick a 36-yard field goal to win the game. So it was really not a great bet. But the odds were screwed up on it, and it said +$75,000. So this guy bet $100 and won $82,000 when they made the kick. FanDuel said, it was a glitch in the computer. It was out there for 18 seconds. So they offered him $500, and I think they seats in a suite or something, like the Broncos Champions Club, for one game. It's like, wait, you mean to tell me? Can you imagine how many times people have said, hey, Tom Brady turned his ankle. That's not fair. I shouldn't lose that money. And FanDuel says, we had a glitch. And by the way, it's in the contract when you sign up with FanDuel that if there's a glitch, they don't have to pay you.
But can you see it from the other side? That clearly was not going to be the odds for that.
No, I do see that. But you know what? Here's why this whole thing makes me mad.
I mean, they should pay him anyway because
they should pay him anyway. Yeah, because that's a license to print money.
Yeah.
Here they've come up with this little system where basically, computers do all the work. You don't even need any human beings. And then when the computer screws up, you just say, oh, well, we're not a bookie. We're a computer. And so we don't even know when we make a mistake. And so when we determine that we got screwed, we don't pay.
Yep.
And think of all the times people make dumb bets, too. People bet on those prop bets. I mean, gambling is, there's nothing easier to make money at. So why wouldn't they just pay this guy?
And be done with it.
And they should have done it.
And fix your computer program.
They should have done it quietly. Not only that, I don't know, I'm just not a fan of these, you know, these social media platforms are the same way. They blame everything on the computers. Oh, the algorithm told us to do this, and the algorithm. Yeah, they run a Ford commercial in front of a white supremacist video and then say, oh, the algorithm did it. It's not our fault. Nothing's our fault.
Well, I mean, that's...
We don't deal with humans, so...
that's what lawyers are for, is to make sure that you don't ever, that nobody has to pay for any mistake that they make. So,
well, it's in the contract. What great song is this?
Computer system analysts are important people. See, he's right. They do need a computer systems analyst at FAME.
Yes, you do. Computer systems analysts are very important.
They should have quietly paid him and had him agree not to discuss it.
That's what they should have done.
Yeah.
But, of course, they have to just have complete greed. And, by the way, couldn't they have offered him $10,000? If they were going to do this publicly and make a big deal about it, they could have just said, hey, here's $10,000. $500.
But did that guy make the bet going, oh, my God, these odds are just, this is wrong, and these odds are wrong, I'm making the bet?
I don't know what, I really, I doubt.
I mean, there's no way those would have been the odds.
Probably,
so I
kind
of see it from that side. But the fact that because a computer
but they offered it. You never beat the house. He beat the house.
Yeah. Because of their mistake. It's a loophole, really.
Mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I agree with
only
that.
Only one person made the bet, apparently. It wasn't out there for, it was out there for 18 seconds. Oh, it's the Eli music. Eli must be there.
That's almost, that, you know what's worse is when somebody wins something and they're like, oh, no, they're disqualified because of this obscure connection.
Yeah. That's the opposite of winning things. Yeah.
It's not good for FanDuel.
I missed the whole thing. Sorry.
You know what FanDuel is?
Yeah, of course. It's the fantasy site.
Well, they screwed up, and they had plus $75,000 odds for what something should have been minus $600. So a $100 bet that should have won $16 won $82,000. And they said, oh, it was a glitch. We're not paying you. $82,000.
That's a tough one. I mean, you didn't legitimate. Well, you know, it's all based on the odds anyway, right? So
yeah.
So if something's 2-1, and by mistake they make it 400-1, I don't know. Is it bank error in your favor? Kind of
that's
like Monopoly.
The casino. Yeah, the casino's the casino.
but that's a good point. That's a better way to say what I was saying. If the bank messes up and puts money into your account, you don't get to keep it.
Bank doesn't steal your money like a casino does.
Don't steal your casino. Money.
He doesn't steal your money.
People willingly
go in there to give their paychecks away.
I and I think for all the people that willingly do that, they should pay this one guy and just be a little benevolent for
them. Well,
they
should pay him because of all those.
Oh, man, that was a glitch.
All those commercials we had to suffer through, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, I'm not.
Yes,
I don't
remember
really
that.
Oh, yeah.
It was FanDuel and DraftKings.
Yeah, which I was happy about because they paid us to do live reads.
Yeah, are the commercials still running all over the place?
No, I didn't even know they were still
in business. I haven't heard them in a while. And those think those two owned the business, maybe.
They sure did.
I'm surprised, because it's a huge, unless there's, I can't imagine why they don't advertise anymore.
It's funny, when that whole thing started happening, it's like, really, you can do this? I can make a fantasy lineup and make a bet? That's pretty cool. It just doesn't seem legal.
And you make 1,000 bets, and you can and you can put it in a program and make 1,000 bets for $1 each and do it every day. It's crazy.
You could fill a whole day doing that.
But you could lose everything you own doing that.
There's still online casinos. There's one that has like live game odds as
in the Caribbean.
Going on. It's Bovada. I don't know where they're registered at, but
you can't do it in the States.
No, they can't be registered, and I'm technically not allowed to do it because I don't. But you're technically not allowed to do it unless it's legal in your state.
I see.
And I'm not going to mention his name, but one of the managers at Star Lincoln won over $200,000 in a FanDuel thing last year.
What?
Wow.
Yes. He picked like 5 or 6 lineups and just hit one.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's crazy. He was so proud. He showed it. I go, wow. That is one big-ass payday.
Who came through for him? I don't know why.
I can't remember the situation.
Did he have a wife, and did he tell her?
That's a good point, but I'll find out what it was because he described the whole drama coming down where he saw where he got, you know, 10,000 people down to like 2 or 3, and then he realized at the end when somebody got hurt on another team that his guy had to, you know, it was fascinating.
That's pretty cool. That's
pretty exciting, yeah. I must admit. Speaking of Star Lincoln.
It's football. Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to change it up just a little bit, although I do have rules if you want to do more rules. But I kind of get the feeling we've played that out. Maybe not. The Tigers are so dead, I think anybody's going to think about
football
baseball.
Season.
It's football season. Yeah. So you were laughing a few weeks ago when I mentioned Lions classics, because it's true. You don't win anything in 61 years. What the hell do you do that's anything classic?
But you know what? Every time I hear one, I'm always interested – And I do know the answer sometimes, and I don't other times, but it always, I remember the games. I always watch the Lions game. That's why I think it's fun to look back at the 95 team or the 91 team.
The 95 team was amazing. They set records for yardage. I mean, Mitchell and Barry.
Perriman?
And
it's the 4,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000 season,
right? Yeah, in fact,
season,
I got that one. Where's is that one?
1,000 yards passing, 1,000.
Has anyone else done that? Probably.
Well, I would think by haven't been that many 4,000-yard passers until the last two or three years.
Anyway, I'll look it up. That with Scott Mitchell, but what I want to do, and by the way, I did this series on WJR a couple of years ago, and since nobody's listening to JR anyway, it doesn't matter. And I actually own the footage.
Eli, will you do me a favor? Will you ask someone who knows what WJR's weekend ratings are like? They have the Lions now.
You know, I know what their regular ratings are because I've bought the station.
I'm aware of it, too. I can't figure out how they bill $15 million. They're the biggest biller in town, aren't they?
You know, yeah.
How is that possible?
Because people still think J.B. McCarthy's alive. People still think that
they shouldn't be buying advertising, then. They should be fired.
I don't want to get in the position of trashing JR.
I don't either.
I really don't. It's too easy. I don't want to do it.
I know. Someone told me that, and this is not somebody, well, it doesn't matter who it is. You'll never know. You don't know. Nobody in this room knows who this person is. But they told me that they were laughing because they were looking at weekly ratings for the weekend to see, I wonder how the Lions do on JR. And they said it wasn't broken down by day part, but they said for the whole weekend, they had, I think it was less than a one share for 25 to 54-year-olds.
With the Lions game in there.
That surprises me.
It seems impossible because 97.1 used to get 40 shares.
Yeah, I don't see why there'd be that fewer people listening. If you're in the car and you're a fan, you're going to find the game and listen. But
will you ask somebody in the biz and find out?
Crazy? So you want to know why the weekend ratings haven't bumped up at all, even though they have the Lions? Why
it's a one share? Are they indeed below a one share?
Is a one share? How many listeners? Is one share like it's like five? I thought each rating point is.
No, it's not a rating point. It's a share. Okay. So 100 people are listening, less than one is listening to WJR.
That would be wacky.
That's for the whole weekend. Now, that's not for the Lions game. The Lions game could be like a 3 or a 5, but it's not going to be very high.
Even a 3 or 5 would seem ridiculous.
Well, it's a game itself for 3 hours as opposed to a 48-hour weekend, so that's one thing to look at. It's only 1/15 of the weekend.
I'll say that, it could be a 10, maybe, but even that would be ridiculous. I mean, honestly, that would be really
how many people listened when it was on the ticket at a time?
We're doing 40 shares. I think they had a 48 share once, maybe higher.
That means 1 out of 2 people listening to the radio had the Lions
game on. Yeah. And they were 0-16 that year, think. Maybe that's why people were listening.
keep the streak going.
Maybe it was if they were bad, though. But the other thing I was going to mention was I was listening to the post-game show. And Matt Patricia came on, and I've heard him 3 times in the postgame. He annoys the crap out of me because he thinks he can just fuel the same rap. We got to coach better, we got to play better. You know, just doesn't really say anything.
Like suck.
He's Bill Belichick or something.
Right. And listen, he it's a great point because he learned from Belichick. He's part of the Belichick mindset,
but he has not earned the right to act like him.
He doesn't know how to act like anybody else. That's the way he was hired to be Belichick, to dress frumpy, to talk that way to the press, to be a sourpuss. He was hired to be Belichick.
He actually
looks worse than Belichick, which is hard to believe. He looks more wrinkled and frumpy than Belichick.
But he's got a pencil behind his ear. So
how much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountains?
I kind of have your answer about the Lions thing, by the way. 4,000, 1,500 yards rushing, 1,500 yards receiving.
1,500 yards rushing, right?
Yeah, and 2,000
yard receivers.
2,000 yard receivers, but 1,500 yard receiver.
And a 4,000 yard passer.
Yes. 95 Lions and the 99 Colts.
Whoa.
Yeah, I have that. That was amazing team. And that's the year that Herman Moore had 123 catches, set a record. Barry had 1,500 yards, and we thought that Scott Mitchell was a star, although it didn't quite pan out that way in the years to come. But anyway, so this Lions classic, and by the way, this is a little 2-minute feature I did, and only 70 seconds of it is the actual sports, but you'll be impressed. It feels like more than 70 seconds. Anyway, this is a Lions classic. This is a Lions classic, and it had to do with, and I want you to listen, because Lomas Brown is doing the radio now. If you listen to the radio at all, Lomas is going to sound a little bit different here, and I'll tell you why when it's over. But here we go, and try not to laugh too hard. Go ahead.
So much intrigue.
WJR presents.
Oh, whoa.
Lions Classics with Eli Zarrett. Brought to you by Hoot McInerney Star Lincoln.
Keep that in.
Luxury cars legendary dealership. After each Lions game, listen for the Star Lincoln star of the game.
In Falcon territory at the 47. Barry Falcon goes right side. To the 40-yard line. What a move by Barry Sanders.
It's the 1989 season finale, Lions in Atlanta. Early in the fourth quarter.
Draw play to Barry. Room off the left side. Breaks it to the 20 to the 50.
What'd you do? You put a fart. He put a fart in there. It's the 1989 season finale. Yeah. Lions in Atlanta.
Yeah, you already
early
told us that, Eli,
quarter.
On tape.
Draw play to Barry. Room off the left side. Breaks it to the 20 to the 15 to the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Lions. Barry Sanders.
That gave Barry 1,470 yards, just shy of the Chiefs' league leader Christian Okoye, whose season had just ended. But Barry decided that that was the last carry of his season. Tackle Lomas Brown remembers.
And I just couldn't believe it, Eli. We had a whole quarter left. The announcer said Barry Sanders need 8 or 9 yards to win the title. And, man, we begged and begged Barry to go back in the game, and B would not go back in the game.
But why?
He was satisfied with what he had. He had a $200,000 incentive to be the rushing champ. It didn't matter.
More in a moment. Eli Zarrett here for Hoot McInerney Star Lincoln, Detroit's premier dealer of Detroit's original luxury brand. Hoot's family carries on Lincoln's and Hoot's legacy as a Detroit auto icon with a beautifully remodeled showroom, and it all falls in line with Lincoln voted number one in the J.D. Power Customer Service Index. Come see the new Continental, the MKZ sedan, and Lincoln's full line of SUVs, and get the renowned star treatment. Hoot McInerney Star Lincoln, luxury cars, legendary dealership at 12 and Telegraph in Southfield.
Lions 31-10. Barry Sanders, 158 yards on 20 carries. But Lions offense on the field, Jim, I don't see him.
He said on the sideline that fourth quarter, 9 yards to be the rushing champ. That's how B was. Money didn't motivate him. Awards didn't motivate him. He marches to his own different beat.
Lions Classics, brought to you by Hoot McInerney Star Lincoln.
But they could run the ball back then.
Dealership. Yeah. After each
they could
Lions
gain yards.
For the Star Lincoln star of
they
the
haven't
game.
Had a 100-yard game. What was the stat? It's been like 560,
69 games. Is that
Reggie
the fart
Bush?
You meant to play over?
Why were you putting a fart into my piece? Come on now.
Accident.
Okay.
Oh, that's such a lie.
So I'm queuing up and purposely punching.
I feel like I do not understand. 200 grand's at stake. The offensive line has a stake in it too. That seems
and they
just
begged
crazy.
Him to go back in the game, and he was a rookie.
Eh. Why is he allowed to say no?
That's a great question. It's like Sparky with Lou Whitaker. There's certain guys just let them do their thing, and you don't try and interfere. They're a little quirky, a little off center, and you just respect it.
But it was in his best interest to win the rushing title and win $200,000.
He also could have passed Walter Payton for the all-time thing, and he quit before doing that. He was just a very different guy, and yet a personality in his own way. But Barry did not like attention. It was the strangest thing. He just really didn't want the finger. He didn't want people pointing to him.
You said that was the last game of the year?
Yeah, it was his rookie year. And Okoye was done. He could
nine
have set
yards.
the rushing record, sure. Won the title, got a $200,000 bonus, and he just
maybe he was relaxing for to spend all his energy at the playhouse later that night. Said the play name.
He did like the clubs, like certain kind of establishment. It seems at one point
the nightclub by the airport that he liked. It's a play.
It was a strange place to hang out, wasn't it? Yeah, we start getting
allegedly.
It was. I guess faxes back then. I don't know. Yes. Lots of them that Barry liked a certain place a lot. Yeah.
Well, so what? A lot of guys do.
I know. There's nothing wrong with it.
He was single.
He never got in trouble. God, that's still, I still find it strange. And his retirement, too. Did he ever get used to reporters being around his locker? Was it always awkward for him?
He was okay. He talked after every game. He just didn't like bringing attention to himself. And you know who was like that in a way, although not the same personality, but Al Kaline was like that too. He was very good talking about his teammates. He was uncomfortable talking about himself. He didn't like touting his own stuff. It made him uncomfortable. Whereas some people are the exact opposite.
Everyone is the exact opposite now.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Whether talent or no.
We haven't talked about the guy who just quit in the middle of the game last week.
Oh, yeah.
For Buffalo, and his name is escaping me now.
Yeah, Dante.
It's not Dante, is it?
Davis? Something.
Vontae Davis. Now that you said
Vontae
that. Yeah.
Vontae Davis?
Davis. Okay. What do you think about that? Because
I
don't have a problem with it.
Just like, and I don't think the analogy necessarily works, but the thing about Barry that upset me when so many people were angry at him for quitting, like, how can you quit? They didn't carry the ball for 10 years getting the shit kicked out of him on every play. This game takes such an incredible toll that's why you can't even have a five-day week. They complain it isn't enough to get ready for the next game. The collisions every game, you get to a point, I think, as a player, and you say, you try and try and say, you know what? I just can't do it anymore. And competitive athletes never want that to happen. As Eddie Brinkman said, you got to tear the effing jersey off my back to get me out of here for most guys to leave. But when in this game, look at how many guys like Chris Spielman would have kept going in with their arms in spasm.
No, today, no.
No.
And I don't blame them.
I've read about a lot of guys. Either.
So this guy had just reached the end.
Yeah, and the only thing about the Barry thing that bothered me is how he just disappeared and didn't comment. Not that he had to, but it's kind of like, you know, a lot of people paid money to go see you play a lot. Right. Can you just maybe give us a reason? And Vontae Davis released a long statement where he's like, look, I knew in the first half, I don't want to play anymore.
We'll say this about Barry Sanders. He's never asked for attention, ever.
No.
He's been consistent across the board. Yeah. He doesn't like attention,
except
period.
At right. Playhouse.
And also,
true.
And somebody asked me that the other day. He said, why is Alan Trammell in the Hall of Fame and Lou Whitaker not? And I said, my best guess is that Lou was not comfortable talking to the media, nor was he any good at it. And he did just a few things that turned sports reporters off. But if you're not, we all like the microphone. The microphone gives us a buzz. You know, the number one thing people fear is public speaking. This scares the crap out of a large percentage of people. It's like some people would rather be in front of a firing squad than the camera. There's two kinds of people. The guy that jumps around behind you to photobomb you, the other person that hides his face, please don't take a picture of me. We're all different as people.
And
Barry was like that. He did not like the attention. And winning things brought attention to him and made him very uncomfortable.
Well, the guy I was thinking of was Curt Flood, just in relation to the story. I was reading a book about Curt Flood, and they were talking about how he knew his last year in Washington when Denny was there.
Right, it's 1970.
That, that he had nothing left. Right. I think he hit 190 or 210 or something.
Right.
And I thought, look at all the guys that want that last year just to pick up a salary, even though they know they can't do it anymore. And I don't think Denny really probably thought there was a lot left in his arm at that point either.
No.
But that was the best paycheck he got, wasn't it, in Texas?
Denny never made it to Texas. He was in Washington. They moved to Texas.
Oh, Washington, Washington.
He just
I'm
had
sorry.
The 1 year.
Flood was in Washington, too, wasn't he?
Flood was in Washington. Yeah. Flood and Denny played together in Washington. It was his last year. But he played for Ted Williams, who was a character in his own right.
Absolutely.
He hated Denny so much. He wanted Denny to become the first 30-game loser. He was already the first one. And so he only got him up to 22, but he had him pitch the last game. I think a doubleheader was postponed or delayed. He wanted to finish that game up to lose that one and then pitch the next one so he could get two losses in a day. He wanted to get him up to 30 losses. They hated each other so much.
Wow. That's pretty brutal. 22 losses. Has anybody topped that since? I don't think they have.
Yeah, you got
two losses.
You got to go out there a lot to lose. I remember Roger
Mike
Craig.
Mike Roth.
He 21.
He might. Yeah.
9-21.
I know Roger Craig lost 24 with the Mets. He was very proud of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was the amazing Mets. Yeah. That was really bad. Was he a decent pitcher?
He was a great pitcher. Oh, not a great, but a very good pitcher. Yeah.
Who's the guy that lost 19? Anthony Young lost 19
right,
in a row, I think.
In a row, yeah.
And they kept saying he's a good pitcher, though.
He's a good pitcher.
I never saw it, whatever it was.
The reason, you can say if they had somebody better, they'd put him out there.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I do want to say about
Paul Derringer. Have you heard of that name?
Yeah.
He 27 losses.
What year?
I got to look for it. That's just the answer.
I was just going to say.
God, he played what? That's 1933. He was 7-27.
I don't remember anything over 24.
He had a pretty good whip, though.
But I just want to mention about Lincoln Ford. Or Star Lincoln, I'm sorry. Lincoln Ford. Star Lincoln, that if there's an advertiser I could really root for right now, it would be them because Yaldo and Lincoln have really changed our ability to do certain things. And Yaldo is, we seem like we're doing great over
doing
there.
Doing great with Yaldo, yeah.
We could do a little better at Star Lincoln.
I'm going to, I gave you some I'm starting to talk to the people that got the surgery and get testimonies, and they're the ones that got it through your recommendation are very, very happy, so I'll be throwing a few more of those your way.
That's pretty sweet.
Hey, and I got this surgeon who comes highly recommended on Yelp and some bus stations, and he says that I need surgery, so...
So call Jimmy D.
Call Jimmy D.
Yeah, we need to keep Star Lincoln.
855-567 star.
Well, they do have two new cars coming out that are pretty badass. One is the Nautilus.
The Nautilus is very cool.
Which I thought that was the new Aviator. The new Aviator comes out next year. The Nautilus is the new X, and they updated it. Nautilus there's got, a big article in the Free Press about all the tech stuff in it.
The thing about the Nautilus that's cool, and they're October 1st, is that a lot of stuff that you pay a lot of money for comes with it, like the blind spot. And I guess it'd be kind of cool. You can put your phone right on the console, and it'll charge it. That's kind of nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that is
cool.
In
some circles, this is considered a piece of automotive art.
Lions this weekend?
Well, it's interesting. Wouldn't it be fascinating to see the season effectively be over after 13 days? Because if they lose this one, it's a 13-day season. Started on a Monday, then a Sunday, then a Sunday. So after 13 days, they're 0-3. And I think the stat is since the last 170 teams to start the year 0-3, only 5 made it to the playoffs.
Yeah, it's so over. If they lose, it's over.
It's over.
I think it's over already, but I guess they could beat the Patriots and make it. That would be interesting.
When you can't run the ball and you can't stop the other team from running the ball, it's really hard to win football games.
They look like they can run, though. They just don't carry the ball that much. Didn't they run fairly against San Francisco? I didn't see the whole game.
The team's problem is that they can't stop the run. Yeah. That's what's killing them, man.
Well, yeah, they brought in the defensive wizard. So, you know, I tell people, everybody said, well, how is he going to do? I said, look, every head coach started as an assistant coach, right? They all start that way. But very few are successful head coaches. So you've had Rod Marinelli. You've had Jim Schwartz. These are all great coordinators. Marty Morningweg. And then you got Matt Patricia. So he was a coordinator. But that doesn't mean he's got the leadership ability, that he sees that he can be in charge of everything, motivate people, get the team fired up, all the things that great coaches have to do. So he's totally unproven, no matter where he came from. No matter how many championships the Patriots won.
I didn't even see it in exhibition season. Usually in exhibition season, you can fool people with a little extra effort, but something is really lost in translation.
Well, you know, what's lost with this team, and I hate to bring it up all the time, but this was one of the glorious franchises in the NFL. They won the championship in 57. They were a perennial great team every year, and Bill Ford bought them in 1964. And if you don't think that that's the reason... Now you've got a 92-year-old woman, no sexist comment there, a 92-year-old woman running the team, in charge of the team.
Isn't she a figurehead, though? Isn't she the mascot?
But the owner's important. The owner is still important.
She hires the guy that runs the team.
True. By the way, Quinn's draft picks, can we do a quick summary on how they're coming along? He's got two years of drafts. That's a lot. That's a big building block.
Well, I think some of his draft choices have been okay. I think, you know, the linebacker, Davis, is good, and you know how these guys are going to necessarily turn out. But it's much more than that.
But you got to have good drafts.
You do.
You have to.
But there's
I'm not saying they're bad either. I'm just asking.
So much more goes into it. And I like I said, there has to be a genius somewhere, and the Lions have never had one. And starting with Russ Thomas, who destroyed the Lions in the 60s and 70s, gave them no chance at all. They haven't recovered. Then they had Chuck Schmidt, who wasn't a real general manager. It's one thing after another. They hired the only head coach with any experience they hired was Mariucci, and he was done by then.
Ooh,
he
was like, boy, that was bad.
Right, it was like
that just didn't work.
It was like the summer of love. It's like he came from, you know, it was 60s of San Francisco. He came with flowers in his hair, and nobody really played that hard. And it's one thing after another.
Well, it's Coy had a quarterback.
The whole Matt Millen
Harrington
thing.
And Jeff Garcia, and that never worked. What about does Patricia, we did a Twitter poll. Does Patricia remind you? If you had to say a Lions coach previously reminded you of Matt Patricia, who would it be? Or Matt Patricia reminded you of them?
Physically?
No, not physically, just in all ways. The results, maybe his demeanor.
I don't know. Help me out.
Marty Morningweg won.
Why Morningweg?
I thought Marinelli. More.
Yeah, Marinelli. Maybe Marinelli. Well, he didn't win the Twitter poll. Morningweg, I don't know. This feels like Millen Morningweg, I think, to me. And maybe to some other people, because you got the GM and coach from the same team.
Which
not
is another
Millen and Morningway came from the same.
Another
place.
Perfect example. Look what the hiring of Millen did with all the blown draft choices. Ugh. It takes just like what Joe Dumars did with one or two bad picks.
Yeah, it takes it can years.
It takes years to recover. Yeah. What he did with in 2004 with Darko remains absolute something they never recovered from.
Nope.
So it'll be very interesting. And by the way, on Sunday night, they've got the undivided attention of the entire NFL world watching this. And so, but the funny thing, come on, Lion fans are either ridiculously, unrealistically euphoric, or so down in the dumps they want to slit their throats. And so by Sunday night, we're either going to be they're going to win, they're going all the way. He's a great coach. We've gotten past, or they're going to be calling for him to be fired.
Oh, it'll be
bad. But this is what happens when you only play 16 games, one tenth the length of a baseball season. Each one takes on undue importance.
Is Josh Gordon playing Sunday night? For the Patriots?
God, I don't know.
Anybody
I
know?
Would think so. Wouldn't you think
it's
so?
It's pronounced Gordon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Josh Gordon.
And his problem, I think, is just weed. He's just a pot smoker.
Yeah, I would think he'd play. How many days do you need?
Well, he's
I mean, he could learn just a piece of the playbook and be in there for, 10, 12 plays or something.
He'll play.
I'm looking at Quinn's draft picks. They're not. I mean, they don't blow you away, but considering how hard it is to get guys in a draft, his draft picks aren't that bad. He just hasn't had the big, big splash.
Well, they're committed to him. They're committed to Patricia. And if this blows up, it's really, really ugly. Because if you're going to fire Patricia, you got to fire the GM who hired him, and it's a big stinking mess. But maybe a little too early to jump to conclusions, other than the fact that this is the only team where history does seem to impact the present. Because the same crap happens year after year.
It's starting to blow my mind because I don't believe in history. When
I know
comes
you
to
should
have a different group of men in the field every year.
How
doing
are these guys
best.
Responsible for what happened? Back in the James Hunter era, they're not.
It sure feels the same a lot of the time. I have to say, but
I mean, they just have to hear about it all the time.
Maybe you know the Cubs forever. The Cubs seemed like from the '69 Cubs to the '89 Cubs to the. I forget what the next one, I'm missing one in between there. Wait, 84 Cubs, 89 Cubs. It used to feel like it was always Heartbreak City, and then they finally.
Theo Epstein.
2016.
Hey, Doug, it's Drew. Just wanted to lay this down in message form, requesting a
2003.
Day off next Friday, as I am going to the World Series.
Why do I sound so smug?
The Cubs, the Cubs are five outs away. I shouldn't speak so soon. But I've got a ticket to the Thursday night Cubs World Series game. This is next week. So anyway, just wanted to drop that in ASAP. I'm five outs too soon. I hope I don't jinx the Cubs.
Who is it?
It's Drew.
It's you?
It's me.
Was that two outs before Bartman?
No, it was like two pitches before Bartman. I know. How about that?
I've heard that three times now, and I'm so, inspired by that. It's such inspiring cool.
It just bothers me.
How you doing?
Come here.
Here's World Series.
The look on Moises Alou's face is like, what the?
Talk about an overreaction.
I know, that was the most overblown sports event possibly ever.
Yeah, what's great about it, though, it had everything. It had his overreaction. Bartman looks like an idiot. The fans overreacted.
It's kind of in the stands
it's almost
already.
Perfect.
Yeah,
it's almost it's perfect.
It's hard for him to look at the ball and see Alou at the same time.
Is he still in hiding?
Yeah.
I know. They had a big article about him last year. Remember the Ricketts, the owner, brought him in and gave
him
a
Bartman
Day. Did they
actually give him a World Series ring? Did he show up for that?
Something like that. They had a big, big ceremony for him, apologized for all the...
Didn't they offer him a ring and he said
they offered him a ring. They did. Brandon, can you search on it?
I don't think he's
nothing?
Been out of the woodwork.
Really?
If you're in a left field seat near Moises Alou and the balls hit your way, what should you do? Lean back in your chair and let that ball go, or else you'll be despised by the whole entire city of Chicago.
Wow.
And it's a really big city. Poor Steve Bartman, I'm sure you've heard the tale of how he leaned forward and let his instincts prevail. Caught a foul ball that should have been an out, and that's when things turned inside out. Upside down and inside out.
That's a really good song.
That might be one of his better ones.
That's in the Matt. Wait, what's Matt's last name?
That's right. He's got the ring. Yep, got the ring.
Matt Farley, top 10. He got the ring.
Yep.
Is there a story? Did they show him getting the ring?
I thought he turned it down.
What a comeback.
Wow. Yeah,
he issued this statement.
Y'all can suck my dick.
Should have been a statement.
Humbly received the ring. Not only is a symbol of one of the most historic achievements in sports, but an important reminder.
Eli's reading that from like 10 feet away.
Yeah. Treat each other in today's society. Well, that's huge. Make it smaller. Oh, guys aren't supposed to say that.
Oh, boy.
Did he go sell the ring immediately after he got it?
Probably.
All right.
Speaking of selling the ring, Ramil Robinson's ring is up for sale again.
Oh, jeez.
On eBay.
Why would anyone buy Ramil Robinson's ring?
This is the second time it's been up for sale.
So this is the resale guy.
I think so.
Trying to make money off it?
Yeah.
Yeah. $60,000. Who wants to buy it?
Oh,
$60,000 for it?
Are you kidding?
It's double A basketball rings?
How much did he get for the first sale?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know.
Did it go up in value or down? Down, right?
Time has passed.
I think
though.
Somebody bought it to make money off it if they're selling it again.
Yeah,
stupid.
The seller on eBay is Sports Ring King.
Oh,
and he sold 114.
Whatever.
He's also got a 1948 Michigan football for sale, like a football pendant. He's got a bunch of crap. He's got a bunch of sports rings for sale, so I'll look for a Vatek one, Drew.
Oh, thank 1985
you. 1985 Villanova ring.
What?
How much does that go for?
Oh. The net that they cut down.
Who's that? Oh. Ed Pickney selling it?
$250,000.
A ring and the net?
Yeah.
Oh, the whole net? Whoever got the net, it's got to be Raleigh Massimino.
Don't they each take a little?
Yeah, but it's Jake Nevin. I don't know who that is.
Hey there, the net.
I don't know. Anyway.
Never heard of him.
Whatever.
All right, boys.
Well, Lions Sunday should be fun.
Yeah. Wait, that's the ScarJo song, isn't it?
When they lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
They used the same backup.
It's the same melody. They
lose another 8 straight, but then week 9 they lost again. Surprise, surprise, they also lost week 10. Oh, why are you crying? It's because I had season tickets to the 08 Lions. Tell me why, why are you crying? Because I had season tickets.
I can't believe he used the same.
It's pretty good, though.
Terrible. Oh, he used one for this, too.
And he retired from the Lions while he was still in his prime. He was such a great runner, and he worked so hard. I bet you even now he could still pick up yards. Yes, he could. Barry Sanders ought to come back.
That's a nice little ballad, yeah.
All right. Moving on.
Thanks,
Eli. All right. And Starling.
Stand by your man.
Please. If you
Matthew
need.
Matthew Stafford.
Who contracted those?
Matt Stafford.
I think he just made them.
Those.
Just seems like a wow.
Okay. Did you guys catch Kanye West today?
Ugh.
Blasting Drake, Nick Cannon, and Tyson Beckford over talking about his woman.
Well, you're not allowed to talk about.
I guess not.
Well, we should keep talking about Kim. When's he gonna blast us?
That's good.
And Trudy.
Hey, don't you dare yell at my wife.
Trudy made I think it was Trudy said something about, does he have to do this on TMZ? Couldn't contact these people privately. Who knows?
Yeah.
Why does everyone? You know. By the way, I hate it on Twitter when, like, a dad wishes his 9-year-old happy birthday. Yeah.
It's Twitter for one.
Right. Well, the 9-year-old's not on Twitter. What are you doing? Why are you doing that?
You're trying to get everybody else to heap praise on your progeny.
Yeah. Oh, he loves his son. He loves his son. Oh, my God.
More than you love
How much
yours.
He loves him. He tweeted it.
He made that kid.
You write a song like Tommy Lee did.
Oh, God.
Boy, it is bad music day on this show.
What? I know, when Matt Farley's songs clearly stand out as the best.
By far. Oh, my God, Laura Branigan. I wish there was something you could do about that.
Oh, you want to...
You can't unmake a hit.
You want me to play more?
No.
Oh.
No.
You could buy her catalog and then never, ever play it. Like...
Yeah. Oh, what a
like
cool
a catch
idea.
And kill, like they
catch
did
and
with
catch and kill. I love that idea.
Aaron McDougal. Oh, there is new Stormy Daniels news, which normally I don't want to bring it up because I know you don't like her, but it involves an.
No, I don't like. I don't mind bringing her up. I mean, if she makes news, she makes news.
CNN got part of the book, and they wrote a little story about one section, and they wrote. Stormy Daniels says that she saw Trump the next day after they had sex when he invited her to the club in the VIP section of a golf course. It was a club at her hotel. This is where she met Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger.
That's right.
She was chatting with Trump.
Oh, okay, so this isn't all about Trump. She's talking about her whole life.
Yeah, but of course the Trump stuff is going to get most of the...
But I would, as a potential reader of the book... If I think the whole book is about Trump and the aftermath, I'm not as if she's got more stuff to talk about and her porn career, I would try to read it. I'd be interested. I mean, I expect at least three chapters on Trump because you've got the actual night in question, the apprentice is a chapter.
Yeah.
And then there's the fighting people on Twitter and Steve Avenatti and all that stuff. But a whole book on that, I think sounds like just Boresville. And I do find her when she was a guest on Kimmel, that's when I went, she's not interesting. If she was, I don't think she'd be.
It's called the Benny Roethlisberger.
So she meets Ben Roethlisberger.
That sounds delicious.
He was chatting with Donald Trump, and at the end of the night, Trump asked Roethlisberger to walk her up to her hotel room. She says,
oh, this is old news, by the way. I've already read this. I mean, she talked about this before. No, I don't care.
I don't care.
Just saying it's not really a revelation. No. Ben Roethlisberger was a gentleman, correct?
Quite the opposite.
He was very obnoxious.
Oh, he was?
Quite the opposite, yeah. So Trump asks Ben to walk her up to the hotel room. She says he then asked her for a goodnight kiss. She refused. She says he pushed lightly on her door as they stood outside her hotel room. Quote, I was terrified, and I'm rarely terrified, Stormy Daniels wrote, saying Ben Roethlisberger responded by saying, come on. She closed the door and writes that Roethlisberger stood outside, not leaving, while knocking at her door for several minutes before he left.
Oh, boy.
Now,
that was 2009, though, right?
Yeah.
Or 2006 or 8 or something?
2009.
Not that I'm saying that's okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, 2006. 2009 was when he was sued in civil court.
Right.
That girl had he raped a girl, allegedly, but that I thought that...
Yeah, I'm
allegedly.
Not...
Allegedly.
Yeah, well, that was a civil suit, so...
That was... Wait, did she
allegedly?
Did she get money out of that? Did he lose the civil suit or did he settle?
I don't know.
That was the bathroom incident?
Yeah, I think it was.
I don't, there were a couple
that
incidents.
That is not the bathroom.
I don't
that
think
another
it is. Yeah, that's another incident.
This is a rape at Harrah's in Lake Tahoe.
The bathroom thing, that was never anything, but I think the combination of those things were his suspension was a result of that. I remember feeling like, wow, I'm really surprised they suspended him because. It was, he was never charged with anything. And back then, you could get away with almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounded like he was such an asshole that even people on the team, I think, sort of agreed with it.
And
doesn't sound like a very nice person.
The bathroom incident, the cop that showed up, I think, was like hanging out with Roethlisberger earlier in the night and taking pictures with him. Yeah, that was the responding officer.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
How'd our Twitter poll end, by the way, in respect for
It disappeared.
Blasey.
Did you take it down from Twitter?
No, I don't even know how to take it down.
Someone took it off Twitter.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Last night, yeah.
Who scrubbed our Twitter?
Did you scrub it?
No, I didn't.
What?
Someone took it off.
Twitter took it off?
Maybe he got reported. It disappeared.
It might have got reported.
It disappeared right after the show.
Why would it be reported?
Because it wasn't really... It's one of those ones where it's very touchy subject where people get very angry.
But there's plenty of those. Touchy doesn't get you
reported. Wait, no. We had answers, total respect, some respect,
or none.
And then no respect.
Yeah. Yeah, it disappeared. Remember after the show, I was saying, ask Brandon if you took it down.
Yeah, you asked
and
me.
And it was gone because it was gone.
I assumed Drew did it.
No. Oh, it said close eyes in it. I forgot about that.
Well, that physically described her accurately.
It's just not... I would not think that would go down Twitter. I wouldn't think Twitter would take that down.
I wouldn't either.
No.
But otherwise, I didn't think there was anything objectionable.
More importantly...
And that was kind of just a... if you knew the show, you would...
Weird.
Shit.
Can you hear the hum during the podcast? 84% said no.
Huh.
So that was just an us thing.
Hmm.
It's much better today, though, isn't it?
I got it cranked right now. I can hear it very a lot less than yesterday.
Yeah, it's better.
What is that the pod for?
Way to answer that question.
All right.
What do you...
Worded it wrong. My head's all weird.
I just said, is it better today? Yeah.
What are you potting up there, though?
You can hear it a lot
less.
The
power chair computer.
Yeah. Power chair.
Now, this one, I'm just furious about this poll. Who had a rougher 2017? Little Bill won by 46% to 40 over Mags. Carrie Underwood way in third place at 14%.
Oh, puppy.
People voted for Carrie Underwood?
And most of the comments...
Fuck.
Most of the comments below is...
This could have been Mags' votes. It's like the Ross Perot of the election.
They're like...
Oh, goddamn these comments.
Yeah, they said, Little Bill got jacked off by Brandon. Why is that a bad year? Read some of them.
Brandon, Small Hands McAfee, and Lube equals Nuff Said.
That's a good year. That dog hasn't been jacked off in a year.
Little Bill easily wins this. Mags enjoyed some chocolate and had a reaction. At least it tasted good.
His eye popped out, though.
Little Bill thought he had a treat, then wakes up watching Brandon eat a
Mags
hot dog
with one hand
while he uses the other hand to jerk him off. That's not what happened.
Imagine how big Bill's dick looked in your hand.
Little Bill probably has post-traumatic stress disorder.
Kristen was going to do it, but Bill went to you because he knew his dick would look bigger in your hand.
Little Bill got beat off by Brandon. Man. Little Bill got an old fashioned from Small Hands McAfee.
Did Bill take a picture of it to show all his friends about how big his dick looked?
While he was
kissing.
God.
This is my male owner doing this. Look at this
thing. How hung I am. Don't forget, I'm only 3 pounds, too.
Oh, Mags didn't get any abuse in the comments?
No, it all went to...
Oh, no, he did.
I did not jack off my dog.
Someone said, Bill's dog is fine. Bill, the dog, is fine now. Mags is still fat. That was one of them.
Aw. Okay, I do admit that Mags, the eye thing was crazy.
He had to wear a cone.
So did Bill.
For 2 weeks.
Around his dick?
So did Bill. No, you guys are taking the paraphimosis and you're running with it. All that happened there was he had a little paraphimosis. It had to go back in the sheath. And so
that's the best day of his life.
My wife had to put it back in. But the things that he had previously, the corneal ulcer was bad. The overdosing on my drugs... Getting his stomach pumped, that was bad.
Well, he did do that, though. Mags didn't do anything to make his eye pop out.
Mags would have lived
Mags
with that eye popped
my
out.
Medication.
He just would have looked like sloth.
By the way, that's interesting that Bill ate... How many pills did Bill eat? Like 10 pills or something?
I think he ate like... I want to say 2,000 milligrams of like a brainwave drug. And normally, if you were to take, like, one pill, 500, it would probably cause you to have a seizure because your brain's not used to it.
Oh, boy.
He's got a high threshold.
Yeah.
I have seen Layla do this where she actually sniffed a pill on the ground. It was an aspirin or an ibuprofen or something, but she walked away from it.
Yeah, and
don't act like
just
you don't know
aspirin.
About drugs when you do.
aspirin.
Well, I thought about it, though.
Why bother?
I mean, honestly, people drop pills on the floor all the time. I'm convinced that dogs must just... reject them.
Not my dog.
Because they're
really
don't
persnickety.
Smell like meat.
It's not wrapped in cheese and shoved down their throat.
Right.
True.
It's usually the only way they'll eat pills.
Bill crushes his up and then...
yeah. I'm surprised, you know what,
Bill's
to that point, are you surprised that you don't hear about more kids taking stuff?
Yes, I am. In fact...
I mean, every once in a while there's a story of, you know, some terrible drug house where a kid would have taken some. Which always makes me think of Des Bryant. Remember that story about Des Bryant growing up in a crack house?
Yeah.
Just hanging out and people are coming and going doing crack.
I know. What a... It's bizarre.
Sorry, I just brought the room down.
It was back in time.
Let's talk about Bill's dick again.
I have too much money to ever smoke crack. Let's get that straight, okay? We don't do crack. We don't do that.
Crack is whack.
Crack is whack.
Could be a crackhead.
I had a weird thought today about... The Julie Chen story continues, kind of. A little aftermath.
She did sign off again tonight on Big Brother because, as you mentioned before, it's taped. She did sign off with Julie Chen Moonves.
And the crowd went wild,
yes.
I heard.
Yes.
I'm just speechless about that. I can't believe, I don't care how many applause lights are on. You know, I guess those people are just, I'm assuming they're just Big Brother fans.
Yeah, and they want to come back next week.
I'm Julie Chen Moonves.
Isn't the idea that Big Brother just can't go on without Julie Chen? Isn't that ridiculous?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the game. It's not her.
Yeah.
Idiot host that show?
Well, one already does. Sure.
That's what I mean.
Should hire Giesling.
He'd be good. Yeah. He would be good.
You know my favorite thing about her signing off last week is
the guy that won from Dearborn?
Yeah,
right.
Dan.
Yeah.
The best thing about her signing off, though, that video, is that dope sitting next to her got kicked out of the house, who has no idea about any of it because he's been in the Big Brother house, and he's got a tank top on. It's just funny knowing the story,
how ridiculous.
Knowing her throwing it in our face by saying Julie Jen Moonves, and this dope is just sitting there like,
clueless.
Hey, what's going on?
Endorsing her.
That's something
implicitly.
Look at him.
My God, he's just trying to show off his guns.
Eavesdrop on the house guest from outside the Big Brother house with
Monster
Brent.
Legs.
I'm Julie Chen Moonves. Good night.
I had this weird theory today. I don't know why I thought of this. The whole thing that Les said, make your eyes bigger somehow. You know, that whole deal, which is ridiculous. But I guess it happened. Do you suppose that maybe...
Oh, boy.
The
answer is yes.
He wanted to see more of his penis when it was in her mouth.
Yeah, clearly.
Look, who's her eyes open in that?
Does that make it look bigger or smaller?
Think about it. When your eyes are smaller, my dick would be bigger. Take up more space. Well, just finish and we'll talk about it.
Maybe that's where he'd like to finish. It's on the eyes.
Hmm.
Ew. Come
on. Oh, wait. Then he wouldn't want them bigger, would he?
Oh, God.
I don't know. Wasn't thinking that far ahead. But just a weird thought.
I actually, you know, it's funny. I don't think Les is the one that told her. Not that that matters.
Oh, okay. It sounded good. I want him to have told her. You know, on the Kanye West thing.
Old news director.
Threatening these, you know, Nick Cannon, they showed an interview with Nick Cannon, and of course they debated it on Teams. He was like, oh, stop it. Shut up. And he said something about her body's crazy because they asked, you know, did you know she had a big ass? He's like, I didn't know that. Her body's crazy. And I guess Kanye that was disrespectful. And I don't know what Drake did. I don't even care, but why he's on national television threatening these guys if they talk about his wife. And then maybe two stories later was Machine Gun Kelly taking it to Eminem about their battle.
God.
What is music the WWF now? I mean, how dumb is this? They're all making a shit ton of money. I don't understand
it. It's still real to me, damn it.
They either are on, they're on every other song with each other, or they're fighting, or they're pretending to fight, or they're stabbing each other. It seems so fucking stupid.
I think they thrive on the attention you get from having a beef about, talk about my kid or my wife, or my mama.
So
they get all kinds of...
The downloading public, the streaming public is 18 to 30, and so they like seeing them fight with each other.
I think there's always been feuds.
Sure.
I just think
not
that,
like this.
Well, I think right now, the most, you know, before there was always feuds, but those weren't the most popular artists of the time. Right now, the most popular artists of the time are having the feuds.
Tell me, well, that's because hip-hop is the popular music.
Exactly.
Isn't it? Really?
Exactly.
Who
so
fought? What, I don't remember Stevie Wonder fighting with Marvin Gaye. I don't remember John Mellencamp fighting with Bruce Springsteen.
Well, the Beatles and the Stones had feuds, didn't they?
No, they were competitive. They didn't really have feuds. Mick Jagger.
They're competitive.
Was upset when they upstaged his birthday party. But he never stabbed them or threatened them or
upstage.
Actually, the Stones banged each other's girlfriends and got along fine.
Here's the audio from that.
Happy birthday to him. I don't care.
I would like to know what feuds you're talking about in popular music before the. Because I can't, honestly, I'm sure there's a few, but.
Well, what I mean, though, is.
You have Vince Neil and.
The rest of Motley Crue.
And Nirvana, Kurt Cobain, wasn't it? Was that it? Wait, who punched Vince Neil, or Vince Neil punched as they came off stage?
Didn't Kid Rock and Tommy Lee punch?
Oh, that's right.
Battle there.
Yeah.
Over Brandon's mom.
No, there's certainly a few, but I mean, now it just seems like every day it's some stupid Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. Do they really need to fight?
No, but that's what Brandon was saying, is that's the popular.
They're the most popular right now. So in the 90s, if Snoop and if Tupac were the most popular of all music at that time, we would have been hearing about it all the time. But they weren't, you know, because in the 90s,
so you're saying
hip
hop people were always fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I know East Coast, West Coast. Well, I'm just saying, Okay, okay. If you want to put it that way, that's not really how I was looking at it. I'm just looking at them as they are the most popular artists of the day. And so, in other words, in that, so is this a racist comment? You're saying that black artists will always
no,
fight?
But thanks for going racial on me. But in the 90s, what happened in the 90s, though, was you still had that really big rock presence, and you still had a lot of those, you know, what you'd consider the classic rock guys now. They were still putting out some things here and there. So...
Oh, there's
at this moment,
there's
right now, there is no
music,
rock
though.
Presence.
Remember,
zero,
Oasis,
except maybe Greta Van Fleet.
Oasis and Blur used to fight.
Oh, that's right.
There's a battle.
Yeah, but that was a more verbal thing. It wasn't a... Were they threatening to kick each other's asses? Wasn't really Liam Gallagher causing all of it?
Mm-hmm. You sound like you're from London.
He fought with his brother. The Robinson brothers fought with each other, but they're in the same band. I mean,
well,
that's
most
almost
of them
expected.
Are in the, most of them are in the same band. I mean,
Cardi B, Nicki Minaj.
Didn't Paul and John fight?
Oh, they argued, yeah, but anybody in a band argues. I mean, a band's, in my opinion, after...
It's just arguing in 2018 is different.
Van Halen argued, well, it's a little more... I don't know. It feels like WWF to me when these guys... Because it's like the more public, the better.
Jack White and the Black Keys. That's
right. I don't really count the in-band ones, like McCartney versus Lennon or Mike Love versus Wilson.
Wilson!
Because, of course, the Eagles all hated each other.
Oh, I think most bands do hate each other eventually.
Pink Floyd,
the Stones don't really get
other.
Along now. They just show up and play.
The Davies Brothers?
It had to be harder back then to have an entire band hate on another entire band.
Well, what happens in bands
like
is
all
eventually
of them together,
the
like the Jets and the Sharks.
The songwriters will take all the money, and the non-songwriters don't like that. So I think it's almost natural because in the beginning it's all for one and one for all, and then it's like, but I'm writing the song, so shouldn't I get more?
Remember when didn't Jack White punch the guy
Von Bondi. Well,
from the
Von Bondies?
Yeah, whooped his ass too.
Yeah, that was brutal. Oof.
That picture.
Well,
that
there's certainly always been tempestuous people, but it just seems like there's a battle that I'm reading about every week.
Well, I think it's
music
just
now.
It's easier now too. You just pop off on Twitter
or TMZ.
Yeah, you have a whole show almost devoted to it.
I suppose maybe it's just like always. I just don't remember people stabbing each other or getting shot. Or I mean, it just usually when you reach a certain level of success, you enjoy it to some degree. I mean, there's always that competitive fire, but...
Yeah. It almost seems like that if there's a beef, they have to act on it. They have to...
Yeah.
It's sort of a... It's sort of like the Knights of old...
Kanye West is pretty much a wild card.
But wait a minute. She wants everybody to make remarks about her body.
Oh, I'm sure she loves it. I would think she would.
So why should he be mad? That's what she wants. Her entire business and millions of dollars of their income are based on her nude pictures and other things.
Who is the dope, by the way? Is it Kylie or the other Jenner kid that tweeted out that she poured milk on cereal for the first time?
Yeah.
I thought it was
Kylie. That was major news.
Oh, maybe it was Kylie. I don't know.
It was like I bumped into that story
like 5 times.
It's major
news because it was so stupid. And everybody on the late nights had a monologue joke about it. I think it was Corden actually had a good point about it. He goes, her dad was in an ad for Wheaties where he's pouring milk on cereal.
Well, I don't think they pay attention to their parents.
It's just like any stupid thing.
Unless
comes
they're giving
out
them
house.
Money or something.
Or changing their gender.
She's had cereal before. Shut
I know.
Up.
I don't believe
I know,
it.
That's
quiet.
Bullshit.
Keep
she
those.
Think that was cool.
If that's the case, then that's pretty remarkable that she could just put that tweet out and everybody talks about it.
Well, that's because everybody's
giving
like,
her
oh, did you hear what Kylie did? I mean, that's kind of...
You're what an idiot Kylie Jenner is.
Yeah, we had to hear about Harbaugh doing it.
What?
Eating cereal?
His Wheaties with water.
Water, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Ugh.
Supposedly.
Yeah, gross.
Good God.
What a weirdo.
By the way, is Nebraska 0-2? They lost two games?
Well, they got upset big. You know what? I think they did. And
I thought
the first,
I saw they were
0-2,
and I was going, wait a second. They've lost two games.
Well, and they should have played three, but that first one got rained out against Akron. But then they just lost to Troy. Troy!
Oh, they lost to Troy. Oh, my
Troy.
God.
Was
they
the
lost
big
to
upset.
Troy!
And Colorado before that.
Oh, Colorado. That's right.
Holy
on that bullshit.
Shit. Troy.
They had that terrible late hit on that receiver.
Troy!
That drive going. And then Troy. And then one guy named Troy beat the whole team. No one wanted to touch them.
What's Michigan favored by?
Oh, they're probably not favored. They shouldn't be.
Listen, how long?
An 0-2 team? Lost to Troy.
Seems terrible. What are you talking about?
Listen to how long he pulls this Troy.
Troy.
Pretty effective. I say,
he's not Troy. That good of an actor. He must have been thinking about a real Troy that he's in love with.
Troy.
Troy.
Come on.
Troy. A very Troy. Popular cologne.
Ew. Michigan is favored by 17.
Slash.
I would say.
Really? You think Michigan's going to win by 17? I'll take Nebraska in 17. You want to give me Nebraska in 17?
Not really. I mean, I'm not really dying to bet on the game. I'll consider it.
They never. Michigan never.
Oh, wait. Kavanaugh Accuser's new offer. I need to hear this.
Oh, boy.
This story, by the way, I tweeted this out this morning. How crazy is it? I mean, what a wacky coincidence that all the Republicans believe the hearing should be held Monday, and all the Democrats just support the accuser and feel that more should be done.
Can I ask a really dumb question?
And if you reverse the nominee to the Democratic Party, all those people would reverse positions.
Yeah.
How crazy
like it
is
doesn't
that?
Work anymore.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Yeah.
This all seems to be over the FBI investigating his background, which they've done before, but because of new evidence, the Democrats want them to do it again. I don't understand each side's argument. Like, why do they need to do it again, and what's the big deal if they investigate it again?
Because it'll push
stupid
it back
question.
2 months.
Thank you, Donald.
It'll push it back a certain
really,
amount
that's
of time.
It?
Yeah, it'll push
yeah,
it
well,
back.
If midterms go by and the Democrats win in the midterms, then maybe.
How long does it take them to do an investigation?
How long does it take CBS to investigate Les Moonves? What's it been, 2 months?
Yeah, but that's the FBI CBS. Are pros.
Russia, 17, 18 months, 19 months. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's
honestly,
that's a little more complex than just going back and asking all these people.
I have
which
no idea.
I don't know why they would need to do that anyway. I don't understand it, but I guess you're probably right.
It's a really,
when the midterms are.
The problem with investigating, I don't think there's a problem with investigating if they really, really want to, but it's a 37-year-old event. How much, what can you gather other than just people's, you know, hearsay?
It's political bullshit.
But then why not just do it? I don't know. But I guess you're right. It just is all about when the midterms
okay.
are. It's
well,
just a stupid question.
No, I don't think it's a stupid question at all. And I really, for the most part, I agree with you. Why it seems like they could do it in 3 days. I mean, the FBI, they have how many people?
Yeah, they have,
they
have
put
some
10
resources.
People on it and get to the bottom of it.
Well,
real
if they ended that witch hunt, then they'd have tons of resources.
Well, they can take 10 people off the witch hunt and put them on this witch hunt.
Well, maybe that's what Trump will rule. Because the White House has to ask them to do it.
Yeah.
In Washington, the lawyer for Christine Blasey Ford sending word to the Senate Judiciary Committee today.
Why does she need a lawyer?
Offering Ford's testimony as soon as next week, but with key
I'm
conditions.
Serious.
You always need
including
a lawyer.
Ensuring
I don't
her
know
safety.
Why.
It comes amid fresh signs that
what
Ford's
has she done
accusation
wrong?
Of sexual assault is weighing heavily on Kavanaugh's confirmation.
Would she be subjected to perjury?
NBC News Wall Street Journal poll shows
not
more
if she's telling the truth.
His nomination
yeah, but
than supporting
you
it.
You can perjure yourself even if you're telling the truth somehow.
Who is that national poll?
I'm sorry, I didn't see it. My eyes are too close together.
A brand new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll shows more people now opposing his nomination.
Wait a sec.
Did their poll get taken down off Twitter?
38% oppose it, 34 support it?
Yep.
What's that math?
That's 72.
Carry the
28%
one.
Don't know, I guess.
Is that not the biggest, most non-opinion don't know you've ever seen?
Well, I don't know what you're supposed
ranking lowest for a Supreme
it's like,
court
how could the 100% of the Republicans feel one way and 100% of the Democrats
crazy.
Feel another way? That's the weirdest thing. Part of what bothers me, if anything bothers me about this, and it doesn't bother me much, is that this was known in July. Why did they have to wait until this very moment?
That was a big fuck up.
And they say, though, that, well, the victim didn't want her name known, and she's a sexual assault victim, so therefore she has the right to keep... So wait, no, so now she's so okay with it, she's willing to testify
in
front
of the
world?
I don't think she wants to testify.
Well, she was willing to.
Yeah, but then she... And this is all coming
from friends.
She said she
wouldn't do it unless the FBI investigated first.
She doesn't want to go in there and have them just, you know, dogpile on top of her with
questions.
I don't think they can dogpile on top of her. That already happened.
Well, they were rough housing. But I'm already bummed out. Future Brandon is going to be so bummed out when we're looking at shit like this. These are just stories now.
Are you going to run for, are you going to be in the Supreme Court?
No, but imagine when there is a
Are you running for public office?
Brandon just wanted to get those farts out.
I know.
And he wanted to pause at just the right moment.
Like when he was punctuating.
I'm sorry that the mics picked that up. I'm trying to make a legit point here.
You know, I just want to make a side point to that. Someone sent me an email and said, Brandon acting like he didn't know his farts would be picked up on mic is so fake because he's so concerned with eating on the microphone.
Yes, I know.
His sensitive ears hear that, but then you're just like, oh, I didn't know that'd be picked up.
I apologize.
Fart.
Fake!
Moving on. This is just a story. And I don't mean to belittle it or anything. It could be true. But what I mean is in 25 years, every single person who runs for any office whatsoever is going to have thousands upon thousands upon thousands of pictures and videos that are online. And every one of them is going to be reviewed. Everything in the background is going to be reviewed.
It already is now, and it should be.
Well, it's not, because Kavanaugh has about three pictures of him when he's in high school. Right now, the current high schoolers take about 3,000 every month.
It'll be easier to do a background check.
But they do have the audio of Kavanaugh saying, "Whatever happened to Georgetown Prep stays at Georgetown Prep."
He shouldn't be a Supreme Court justice because he used that stupid saying.
I would almost vote no because he said that, because it's so dumb.
It's going to be nauseating in the future, too, with all this technology.
I know what you mean. We're going to be subjected to seeing everything. But that's okay. Don't you want that out of your public officials?
I cannot... And I watch a lot of true crime. I can understand why there's so many unsolved crimes, because there's so much video out there.
Yeah.
I mean, when they put the resources on something, they find something every single time.
They've already caught that guy that stabbed that girl in D.C.
Oh, they did.
Saw that story.
Yeah, I did.
They caught him like in 24 hours. And nobody knew who. There was no motive. There was no motive for the stabbing. They had that one grainy video, but they went back through other surveillance video and. I think people were like, yeah, that guy came in here, and then they tracked him down and got him like that.
They never thought they were going to get caught. We caught him.
That's just damn good police work, though. That's incredible.
Well, it does help. Did
you see the video?
Yeah. It was kind of grainy.
Did you see that video? No, of her walking into the...
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Fucking A, man.
No, she's engaged a week ago.
What's the new deal, by the way?
Is this
legit breaking news?
Yeah.
In the history of
they offer to expand her eyes.
Peter Alexander has the latest.
Tonight, a reverse
new
Julie
offer
Chen.
From Brett Kavanaugh's accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, coming just hours before the Senate-imposed deadline for her answer. Her lawyer saying Ford would be prepared to testify next week as long as senators agree to terms that are fair and which ensure her safety, noting she's been receiving death threats. As for Monday, the hearing date set by Senate Republicans,
somebody does
Ford's
care about
lawyer
death
saying
threats.
It is not possible, and the committee's insistence that it occur then is arbitrary. In the email sent to the Senate Judiciary Committee obtained by NBC.
What's arbitrary?
I thought the end date of Monday. That was still her lawyer speaking. Because the committee is saying it needs to be done Monday.
Why?
We have to do it Monday.
Well, great lawyer.
How long? I mean, confirming a Supreme Court justice.
Well, but I think the point is arbitrary. That's just a date they picked.
Yeah.
Out.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't make it. You could drag it out another 6 months. It doesn't really matter. But.
But you're right. I didn't even think about that when I asked the dumb question. It's all about the midterms, which is stupid.
It is. It which you know is politics. But again, this business that. Well, we've known since July, but we couldn't let anyone know until now.
No, it's stupid.
I don't understand that. This all could have been done. It all could have been fleshed out. They could have easily investigated it.
Mm-hmm.
They still could easily investigate it. Why don't they just say, look, we're going to investigate it for 3 days, and it's fine. We can find out. We'll do it Friday.
Then we'll hear from her on Friday, and we'll vote.
Well, this negotiating what the fuck? I mean, isn't it really his word against her word in the end? Are we going to bring other witnesses in? Are we going to have a trial?
Well, that was the point of the investigation, I think, was to see what...
Because guess what? He will find as many people as she finds.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's fair, but he will.
And
you know what else they'll do? They'll impugn her character.
Yeah.
They will. They'll get people up there who will say, well, yeah, she lied to me about this and she lied to me about that.
Yeah, they'll treat it like garbage. They already started doing that when he received like the letter of support from 75 women from his high school, and then they countered with like 6,000 women from the high school that says, I believe her, including Julia Louise
Dreyfus.
Well, she's famous.
who was a Democrat, it was pointed out.
It carries more weight.
She's on a show called Veep.
Yeah, she knows about the way the government works.
Ford's lawyer emphasizes it's Ford's strong preference that a full investigation be completed before her testimony, but notably does not demand an FBI inquiry into her accusation of sexual assault from the 1980s that Kavanaugh denies. Ford's new move comes after Republicans had questioned her refusal to accept their invitation to testify in public or in private.
I really hope that she doesn't pass up that opportunity.
Meanwhile, Kavanaugh spotted this afternoon leaving the White House, where he's been a regular visitor all week. A source involved in the confirmation process telling NBC News on Tuesday Kavanaugh spent about 2 hours behind closed doors with a small group of senior staff preparing for a hearing, grilling him about his past, his dating life, and Ford's accusations.
Nice division of branches of government.
Kavanaugh and his family have also received threats.
Wait, why are they grilling him? The truth is the truth. He has to practice a few times.
But you
practice
know
the truth.
Not.
No, I know. Are they grilling her too? Is someone grilling her?
Because they don't care about her. They want their picture.
No, but does she have, is that what her attorney's doing? Is he preparing her for the questions?
I'm sure they are.
So it's a big show. It's almost like a TV show.
We don't need to fucking practice, Randy.
It's not necessarily the truth, but it's how you, you know, phrase it in a situation where you'll get one question, you have to answer it a certain way, and there are ways of subverting that.
You can't handle the truth.
I would rather see unrehearsed people talking, because I think they'll answer more honestly. I really do.
You'd rather see someone who wasn't captured?
Don't you remember OJ's practice when he took the stand, when he practiced to take the stand? That was...
Wait, what? I don't
really
remember
funny.
That.
You don't remember that part?
Yeah, they had some practice sessions.
And that's when
him on the stand in the civil trial is one of the funniest things. Oh, could we have a break?
Everything looks a little big.
That's why they decided not to put him on the stand during the criminal trial.
Yeah,
is because he kept laughing. Wow.
yeah, killed him. I mean, no.
He got a negative 22 on his lie detector, the lowest score ever in world history.
Not only is he a liar, he's a bad liar. Well, thank God they practice, or else. Remember the Sarah Palin practicing for her debate? Kept calling him O'Biden.
Called him O'Biden once in the debate, too, I think.
But they kept canceling the... and that one guy has the tape of her practice sessions after it was all cut up. Because right afterwards, he's like, God, take that tape and cut it up and give it to me. And he still has the bag with the tape of it all cut up.
Along with the Apprentice tapes.
Yeah. Well, Arnold's going to find those.
And hateful emails. But the source tonight says Kavanaugh remains determined and hopeful. Top Republican Chuck Grassley saying Kavanaugh has already been interviewed under oath by Republican staffers. Grassley adding, we have no reason to doubt his truthfulness.
We believe Christine Ford!
But tonight, Senate Republicans are
Why
under
do you
fire.
Believe her?
That's a terrible...
Is he there?
He's on the other side.
To rush Kavanaugh through. Tonight, Chuck Grassley's office says they are happy that Dr. Ford's attorneys are now engaging
Not
with the
Dr.
committee.
Not Dr. Ford!
Late tonight, Kavanaugh sent a
Stop
letter
it!
To Grassley saying that he will be
Have
there
you seen
on
her
Monday
PhD?
And wants a hearing as soon as possible to clear his name.
I believe Lesser she has a PhD.
Can she treat me for a staph infection?
Yeah, she can. What kind of PhD was it? Was hers philosophy too?
I thought it was.
Or psychology.
Philosophy is a bogus PhD. Nobody with a philosophy PhD should be called a doctor. Fuck that. That's bullshit.
It is. Yeah, it's pretty weak.
Come on.
What? It's true.
Dr. Jones.
It's a weak. No, it's almost as weak of a study as communications.
I think insisting on being called a doctor if you have a PhD in philosophy is bullshit. That's your ego. And by the way, God, this topic makes me madder and madder every time I think about it. Just thinking of two people who are, I don't know, say they're 24, 25 years old. One guy, I'm a computer programmer, and yes, I went to college, and I graduated from Stanford, and I'm programming computers, and I'm making my way through Silicon Valley. And what are you doing? Oh, I'm in 26th grade, working on my PhD. My parents are getting bummed at the $80,000 it costs every year, but you'll be calling me doctor next year. Fuck you! Just sitting in school till you're in 30th grade or whatever. And you're going, oh, you almost called me a doctor. It's bullshit. There's people out there busting their ass every day when they're 21, not when they're 30.
That's what O'Dwyer said. She went to school just to be called doctor.
She did. I bet you she did. It's on her boarding. On your boarding pass!
Yeah, and just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
She is a psychologist and professor of statistics.
Professor, and I'm supposed to call her a doctor because she knows stats. I know stats. What did Sano hit in 69, bitch?
Yeah, she doesn't know that. It's more applicable.
It's an interesting stat, but I don't care about it.
Her PhD is in educational psychology.
Oh, cake. Cake.
It's, you know what? It's a step more than, you know, philosophy, though, if you think about it. Psychology, at least you have to study.
Educational psychology? That sounds easier than regular psychology.
It does.
What is educational psychology?
Ask Dr. Ford.
Yeah.
It's some bogue way to be called doctor.
Scientific study of human learning.
Oh. There you go.
Woo. I guess I better call you doctor.
I can tell you humans learn.
Lead the line. Honestly,
she went to a bunch of schools too.
Nothing. What? She got kicked out of a few?
No, she has 4 degrees.
Ooh.
So she might have been in 26th grade.
Probably. Sounds like it.
Undergraduate degree.
How'd she go to 4 schools?
Tremendous school.
Undergrad degree, psychology, North Carolina, 1988. Master's degree in psychology from Pepperdine. 2009, master's in epidemiology and biostatistics from Stanford.
Oh. Oh, so it took her what? How many? What did she get her master's?
But did she go to ITT Technical Institute?
Doesn't look like it, Brandon. I'm sorry.
When'd she get her master's?
It doesn't say. Oh, her master's? I'm
Carolina,
sorry.
Carolina, then Pepperdine was what year?
That was right after it. It
okay,
looks
so it's 92?
Like. There's no date, yeah.
Okay, so it only took her 17 years to get her PhD?
No, is she
her master's.
She's only been a doctor for the last.
I would rather be called
years.
Master than doctor.
No, it took 21 years to get a master's degree.
A master.
Oh, she got the master's.
2009, she got the master's. And the
when's the PhD?
The doctorate came after that.
Don't just start like. Telling people to call you doctor when you're in your 50s. Get out of here. By the way, she has a $3.3 billion home and a $1 billion vacation home.
Yeah. Oh.
And she has no reason to lie, according to Taylor's.
Well, yeah. Does she have a reason to bring this up?
I don't think so.
She get out of it.
I don't know.
That's
what drives me crazy. Those people, you know, who are saying, we believe. I wasn't there. I don't know.
No,
they
but,
don't know either.
But I would tend to lean towards her telling the truth because what does she have to gain?
He would
lie because he has something to lose.
I don't
lose.
Know. This to me is a lot like the Me Too stuff that we read about that, you know,
is it
really
did you
fair?
Believe Anita Hill?
Generally, yeah, I did.
You think that but he
saw,
actually
you
said
weren't
he
there.
Put pubic hair on?
Yeah, I believe he said that. I don't think you can make that up. That I did believe.
Who has put pubic hair on my coat?
But, you know, this guy is, you know, he's been vetted 6 times. The problem is when no one says anything for all these years and then they say something and everyone else is supposed to sort it out through.
I agree. It's weird.
It's very hard.
It is weird that. She waited till now.
Yeah, and I'm not saying she's terrible for waiting all these years.
But that's what it would take, I guess.
It's interesting, though, that he's just rising through the ranks and it doesn't bother her. But now that he's Supreme Court, that's where
she
draws the line.
That's what I mean.
But also, is there the perfect human somewhere?
What do you mean?
No.
Is there the absolute perfect, I have never sinned? Is there a Jesus Christ human around there?
Yeah, you're looking at him.
Not diagonally?
Well,
is that what the cult tells you?
I'm just saying. It's that's what they're expecting. Not saying that doing something like that is a good thing, or but...
I suspect...
Well, wait a sec. What came up with Elena Kagan, or RBG, or John... what's his name? John... Who's the chief? John Roberts, the chief justice. I mean, nothing came... What happened with Gorsuch? None of it came up there. You know, the only thing that ever comes up that they talk about in the committees are their previous rulings, and if, you know, that's what gets challenged. But they typically sail through because they don't have these moral questions. The only one who's been bounced was Bork.
You know what is weird about this? Because
his name was Bork.
If you look back at this case, okay, she says this happened. He and the judge guy, of course, is going to say, fuck, I don't remember anything. I wasn't there. I mean, what is the judge going to say? Yeah, I was at the party, and we were in a room with her. I don't remember anything. I mean... I feel like, I don't know, although this judge guy is an author, I mean, I guess he has credibility too. So you've got two people saying, what the fuck? And one saying, you know, what very specifically happened. He groped her. He tried to take her clothes off, but there was no rape. She acted like because he he couldn't complete it because he was so hammered.
Or he blew a load,
But how does he cover her face so effectively if he can't even, I don't know. It doesn't sound like, I don't know what, it sounds like two teenagers having a fucked up encounter. Did she suggest that he start, I mean, how did it start? Is there anything about how it started?
I heard that, Brandon.
Were they kissing and that was all she wanted to do?
Yeah. Well, that's why she needs to testify, I suppose, and see how much, because something had to have happened, just like Matt Patricia. Something had to have happened. You don't just make
Matt Patricia, though, that girl says she was raped. This girl doesn't say she was raped.
Well, she was almost raped. Well, my point being is,
he tried to take her clothes off, but he didn't.
You very rarely make.
Or wait,
something
did she
like
did her
off.
Clothes? Wait.
She said he tried to take off her one piece bathing suit.
Oh, she had a bathing suit.
It was a one piece.
Yeah,
it's really hard to get those off.
She's asking for it wearing a bathing suit.
That was how long ago?
I feel so silly even talking about this because
your bikinis.
I am not going to know what happened.
No, but
period. Player day. Period.
What's the old saying? There's three sides: her side, his side, and what actually happened.
That's what. That's. Period. I feel like this is an exercise in obfuscation because no one can say. And you could watch him testify. He did it. I know it. And the same thing with Anita Hill. I mean, I'm saying it. I believe her. I mean, there was a lot of testimony about him that was very weird, though. He's got centerfolds up in his kitchen, and he's 28 years old.
And to that point,
he just sounded like a real dope. Yeah.
To that point, that's kind of what drives me nuts about it, because no matter what she says, he's going to get passed through.
Well, I don't know.
You really don't think he's going to get passed? All they need is 50 now.
Well, I hadn't seen a national poll. It was interesting to see he's sunk in the poll now.
The nation doesn't vote on it.
No, but the nation matters. Midterms are coming up. I mean, this is people. They got to be careful about the questions they ask this girl if she does testify. If they look like a bunch of men beating up on her.
How many of the senators that get to question are even up for election? And how many are being challenged?
Most going to affect the party.
The rest of the vote,
how they handle this. And the Dems are, you know, they've got the same issue.
I don't know. I just don't think it matters.
It may not. What if he looks really bad? What if two people come out and say, I saw him at the party?
Well, yeah.
What if
the door was locked and Judge was in there too?
What if that's why they don't want the investigation? Kavanaugh's like, look, man, I've kept these two people really quiet who I did a rape. One in 89, one in 95.
Who has put pubic hair on my coat?
Is there a second? 85?
I'm making that up.
But if you do that kind of thing, I mean, you're either making a stupid mistake and it's something that you shouldn't be held accountable for, really, right? Because you're just a slobbering, stupid mess. Or you're a recidivist and you'll do it again and again and again to other people.
You're right.
A lot of people are that.
That's
the question I would worry about if someone in the Supreme Court is that kind of a person.
If one girl...
Yeah, that was the best point ever made. This whole discussion, you're right.
If one girl makes a peep now and says, well, I had a thing with him, it's going to be like, oh, forget it.
But it is amazing no one else has come forward.
No. Yeah, it is amazing. I really thought somebody would, because it's so big.
Do you think they were banking on it in a way?
Somebody else coming forward?
Do you think that if they put this forward that there would be multiple, you know, kind of like Cosby, the first
probably,
person came in,
yeah.
Boom, they just came rolling and rolling. Weinstein,
they probably think
Cosby's a comedian,
but he wouldn't.
This guy is what, a lawyer and a judge.
He wouldn't have made it this far if there were a bunch of women. Don't
well,
you
he could also
look at Les Moonves.
Six, but this guy's got six background checks.
But he also
Les Moonves makes a publicly traded company
chicks.
A lot of money.
He also has the wherewithal and the resources to suppress these people by using the law, because he's got really, you know, he's got the advantage on people.
But to the point that you made, Trudy, earlier, maybe it was a mistake, and then he's like, I got to straighten up. I want to be on the Supreme Court someday.
Or maybe he's bombed and he doesn't remember.
But then why act like you
I don't remember.
Never even heard of this party and you were never anywhere near it?
Yeah.
Maybe he was that fucked up.
I don't remember.
Maybe he wasn't at the party. We don't know.
No, I know.
But if she's demanding.
That it's a long fucking time ago. Honestly, I was trying to remember high school parties while I was reading this the other day. Well, just some. And I do remember some, but I'm sure there's parties I was at where it would be very hazy to me. If somebody said, remember when so-and-so's Runt's Roti? And they threw a party. Because I had a lot of friends that threw parties in high school when their parents were gone, and there'd be, you know, 40 kids in a house. Or
I'm screwed. I black out all the time. All the time. Black out. There's many a times that I have to ask, did I do anything stupid? Did I say anything stupid? Luckily, I'm the happiest drunk in the world.
I would imagine I probably piled into some chick one night when I was drunk and just got brushed away and... I don't think it was attempted rape.
Well, there goes the show. There goes the podcast.
I just said I might have. I don't know. If somebody said I did, I'd probably go, I don't remember, but
could I remember.
I mean, there were times.
But he's not saying that.
How many people when they're. No, he's not saying that.
That's the only thing I was trying to say. It's weird that
by the
it's
way,
just this categorically undeniable, she's wrong. And I never did anything like that. I wasn't there, as opposed to, it's crazy, maybe. Not that he could say that.
Well, that his friend Mark Judge writing a book about the fact that they were so like wild and drunk constantly in this prep school, this prestigious prep school. I mean,
weren't you your friends weren't wild and drunk in high school?
Yeah, but no one wrote a book, and I didn't become Supreme Court justice or try to. So,
I guess the idea that Supreme Court justices are nerds that are in the library all the time. I mean, this guy is an athlete who was a fairly popular kid.
No, I get that. Yeah. But it's just that's in addition to an accusation is the fact that his friend wrote a book about it. You know, how
does that mean he can't be a Supreme Court justice because it's known that he partied in high school?
No, I'm not saying
I would,
that.
By the way,
I'm just saying that adds fuel to the fire of the accusation.
But he deleted his social media. I would think if this guy, Kavanaugh, was such an animal in high school, he would have been a bigger animal in college. Your biggest animal days are your 4 years of undergrad, in my opinion.
Unless he straightened up because he knew what he wanted to do. There are people that do that. I know somebody that did that, had a big mistake, and then straightened out and became pretty successful.
I have a feeling he doesn't even think he made a big mistake.
Well, clearly he doesn't.
Maybe it's the third option. Maybe he doesn't remember doing it. Maybe he's like,
that's kind of what I'm thinking. I don't know. Who knows?
I made a terrible,
anyway,
terrible mistake.
Let's get out of here. Get out of here, Brandon. Who knows, though? Monday, we might just be watching. Although it doesn't sound like it'll happen Monday.
Wait.
What?
Brandon, what is with your stopping?
What's going on?
Stopped Eli's commercial with
for
your fart.
That was a canned fart, wasn't it?
What's going on?
It was a complete accident. I apologize.
Accident?
What happened now, though?
Hey, Tracy Morgan's at the soundboard this weekend?
He is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
More stay in the time. My mom at the...
What?
I'm trying Gloria one more time.
Okay. My mom at the drummer.
Good, more Laura Branigan.
My mom at the drummer's girlfriend for more stay in the time on an airplane.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice number.
No! When I told my mom that that the drummer was black, I was very surprised.
Really?
The girlfriend was white.
Scandalous.
This is about 10 years ago. I just think it surprised her. She didn't
Did
say
she say?
She didn't say anything.
Oh, she didn't say,
they allow that now?
No.
What's that young fellow, black
She's
or white?
Fairly hip, but she was taken aback a bit. I'm sorry. I apologize for her.
No, you don't have to. That was her time.
They let black people in bands now?
My dad was similarly white.
Similarly. Breaking news. FanDuel is paying that guy
$82,000. Oh, duh. Fire your PR person, FanDuel.
They're also going to add $1,000 to the accounts of 82 randomly chosen customers.
Oh, cool. I hope I get it. I'm up 30 bucks.
They fucked up big time.
Yeah.
They need, because now everybody knows that, if you ever get lucky at FanDuel and they make a little boo-boo, that they're going to tell you to fuck off, and they're going to tell you you didn't win, even though you're already celebrating, spending the money. So there. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the best of, which is brought to you by Scott Kunith, by the way.
Oh, and if you get to the end of, all the way to the end of the podcast at this point, and it's not past morning tomorrow, listen to me on WOMC.
What?
Oh, what? Oh, this is breaking
radio
news.
Plug.
Substitute teaching again.
Oh, cool.
I have a request. Would you take requests?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
No Gloria.